Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. To find y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive or motivate to the fact to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you, and thank you so much for joining me here live in the form tonight. Tonight is March the 18th, 2012, and you're live in The Remix. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who just greeted me when I came in, because I see so many of you on the phone lines. I see the chat room is filling up because it's open now. So if you want to join us and you want to come on over to the chat room, you are more than welcome to do that. And to get to the chat room, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. And the chat room is open. You can come on in. The Remix family is in there, and they will make you feel welcome. I want to say welcome, welcome. It's good to see everyone in the house tonight. Sunday night, it's going to be one of those nights we're going to sit back again and have some fun. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show that we played on Friday night, I definitely would encourage you to go back and download that show. And all of the remix shows right here on The Remix. Now, as you guys know, tonight the lecture is going on in Atlanta. So I know many of the Remix family is down there supporting Brother Panic and the lecture with Dr. Aileen Bay going on right now in the ATL. So for those of you who have made yourself down there, I know some of you hit me up and said you're going to be listening too. So big shout out to you and much love to everyone down there as well. So glad to have us in the house. Tonight, what we're going to be talking about, seeds of life. Seeds of life. And how to begin to plant those seeds of life like we've been doing so many times. Seeds for transformation. Seeds for your psychic development. Seeds for friendships. Seeds for joy. Seeds for mental and physical health. And really using all different types of modalities, crystals, rituals, colors, and so much more, just really to begin to get into this particular energy. Good to see everyone in the house. Good to feel you guys and your energy. We're going to dance a little bit. You know we're going to do that as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And so I don't know about you guys, but it's been one of those really, really long, short days. I don't know if it's possible, but it's been a long, short day for me today. And I had an opportunity to do a lot of reflecting. This particular time of the year is the best time of the year to do that. It's the best time to begin to plant those seeds. You can begin to look around and see that the grass is now coming out of its dormant state. The trees and the flowers, all of these things are beginning to come back alive again. So it's almost like the time of new beginning. It's a great time for love. It's a great time for gratitude. It's a great time for reflecting. And most of all, it's a great time to really get those seeds planted, those different seeds that we want. So that's what we're going to be doing here tonight in the remix and doing it remix style. So you know how that is. We're going to do it remix style, maybe get a little bit of readings because I am so excited. I have my new Oracle deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, right here in my hand. And so no matter what we're doing tonight, if I take a call, I'm going to be pulling from this deck here. I am so excited. Cannot wait. I will be giving some more details out to you guys about how you can get your hands on this Oracle deck and have it. There's a lot of things that I'm going to be doing with the Oracle deck, doing the classes as well. And one of the things that I'm excited about with the deck is that one thing about an Oracle deck that it helps you do, and this was some things that I got in a channel, it really helps to attune you. And this deck, when I designed it, when the channel came through, it helps you to enhance your psychic development. That's what the deck does. It attunes your psychic development. And so whether you're 2 or whether you're 102, you'll be able to do this. So everything that was hand-chosen, not only by myself and the Sister Pure who worked on the deck and also the brother who did the amazing artwork of helping us putting this together and the channels that I got, but each one of these is each one of the cards really encompasses everything of all of our sciences. You know, back in ancient times when we talk about the oracles coming out of Delphi or the oracles coming out of Egypt, and when the goddesses would do the oracles, the goddess Heru, when she would do the amazing oracle readings, she encompassed everything, everything, using everything on the planet, everything in the cosmos, using colors, using those things of nature, using those reflections around those that were seen and those that were unseen. And these are the same principles that was channeled into this particular deck. So you'll see a lot of colors. The colors are going to pop out to you. The pictures are going to pop out to you. The signs, the symbols are going to really stick out to you. The numbers are going to stick out to you. The vibration, the energy that comes from them. And that's going to be one of the first things that we begin to work on. We're going to talk about how you can infuse your energy into a deck. And not only using my deck, which I know you're going to have so much fun doing that, but with any deck that you're working with. So I'm really, really excited about showing and sharing these things that I've learned, that Spirit has given to me, and passing this information on to you guys. And that's going to be some of the first things that we do in the Kundalini Lab. I talked about the Kundalini Lab last year, and I'm so excited because that project is just about ready to be unveiled. And what better thing to do than to do some work with the Oracle deck in the Kundalini Lab. So yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. I'm just so, I am very thankful for this. And so this was one of the things for myself. I wanted to work with a melanated deck, a deck that really can activate these things, that was really encompassed about what was going on at this time. So it's kind of like, you know how we say, a little bit old, something new, you know, something borrowed, and all those things that are true. And that's a lot about what the Know Your Magic Oracle deck is about. So we'll be hearing more about that as well. So how's everybody feeling? It's Sunday night. Sunday night. And also, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls from brothers wanting to know about the deck. And even though we tend to think of things as certain gender, I don't want you guys to do that. Because this is a deck that can be used by everyone, anyone, especially when you want to tap into knowing your magic. So this is a deck that the children can use. You can feel safe. Baby Blue has even played around with hers. You know, this is something that everyone can use. It's not a deck that is just for intuition. It is not a deck that is just for sisters. This is a deck for brothers. It's a deck for children. It's a deck for everybody. So it doesn't matter. Like I said, if you're 2 or if you're 102 or even older, this is something you're sure going to find a treat in. So I'm very proud to have been able to be a channel for this information to hit the planet at this particular time. So wonderful. All right. So everybody says they're feeling good tonight. I'm feeling amazing, even better now that I'm here with you guys. I don't know about you guys, but I want to do a color shout out. You guys know how I feel about color. I love color. Color is something that is just so amazing and powerful because so much can be said about colors, particularly colors that connect with us, colors that we see, colors in our aura, colors that we have in our sacred space. And for me tonight, I'm wearing pink and yellow. These are the colors I have on. So kind of like that lemonade kind of color. Pink and yellow, these are the colors I have on tonight. And yes, everything pink and yellow through and through. So I want to kind of do a color shout out right quick. We're going to do it with the chat room. So those of you who are listening on the phone later on when we take your calls, you can give your color shout out on what colors you have on tonight. You guys know when I'm doing the reading, particularly in all of the readings, I try to incorporate those things of color. But mainly you get a lot of different colors in the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading. And also I give you those colors in the sacred session as well, and my babies too. So what colors you guys wearing? Somebody's wearing all purple. Orange, blue, okay. Black, okay. See those colors. Green, see those colors. Purple, green, and dark green, like those colors. Blue and brown, I like those colors together. Yes, navy green and white, like those. A gray and a red, very powerful combinations there. Black, blue, black, gold, and white. Oh, woo! Them is some colors. Those are some real alchemy colors there. Yellow, that's the color of divination and really tapping into your psychic powers. Love that. Black and gray, very, very powerful color there. Gray is a color that really taps into intuition as well, too. Someone says their wife is wearing pink and orange neon. Big ups to the wife with that color on, because I got it on, too. And let's see, red, blue, white, and gray, and black. We know black, very powerful color that really encompasses all of the different colors in there. That has a lot to do with the has a lot to do with melanin as well. So black, that color, love that color. White as well, you know, very cleansing color. The blue and the red, love those colors too. Love those colors, love blue, you know. Blue has a lot to do with spirituality and all of that. Oh, you guys are wearing the colors tonight. Let's see, red, black, and blue. Okay, lots of colors there. So a good color shout out. We know we have a lot of energy around orange and green. Love those colors, orange and green. Isn't that what football team is that wears orange and green? What basketball team too? Oh, yeah, there you go. FAMU. Black and gray, a lot of black and gray. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. So good to have everybody in the house. We're going to move around just a little bit. We're going to move around just a little bit. Yeah. Turquoise. Turquoise is one of those interesting colors because a lot of times when you see the turquoise, that means it's encompassing some of the green and some of the yellow in there. So we'll talk about that too. That turquoise is going to be interesting. So when you think about some modalities that go along with blue and yellow, and it sort of kind of means that turquoise is color. Now, I'll tell you, when I begin to think about turquoise, because someone asked about this, a very powerful stone, and I actually have a necklace and an earring made out of this. It's called Sleeping Beauty Turquoise. It is beautiful. Sleeping Beauty Turquoise. And we'll talk about some of these really, really unique stones that carry these colors and some of the energy and the properties of them. But the Sleeping Beauty Turquoise is amazing, a very powerful color. You'll often see this color used in a lot of Disney's. They use a lot of turquoise in a lot of the fairy tales because it's the color connected with the goddess. Very intuitive color because it has that yellow, so it has a lot of the psychic energy in there. And if you notice, it's a lot of dream time energy. So even when you think about, hence Sleeping Beauty, the turquoise has a lot to do with dream work. So if you want to get into some mad dream work, you get you some Sleeping Beauty turquoise to work with, or just get you some turquoise, period, it's going to do. So that color of the turquoise is a lot for dream work. It does a lot with dream work. So that's why they called it Sleeping Beauty. So you can sleep with it underneath your pillow. It's going to just magnify and just intensify things. All right, you guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to dance a little bit. That's right, we're going to dance a little bit. Let's see what we're going to dance to tonight. I really want to play this song. Before I do that, though, this is one of the things I'm going to do. I'm actually going to pull a deck. And so tonight, those of you who are in the chat room, and I see it's quite a few of you over here in the chat room, and oh, by the way, let me not do this. Big shout out to my international listeners out there. Big shout outs to the UK, the Bahamas, listening to us. Also, big shout out to Japan. I know they're always in the house. And also, big shout outs to Europe and everyone listening in Europe and all different parts of Europe. Also, big shout outs to who else told me? Barbados is in the house listening. And a couple of other places, can't really say the name, but we know you're listening. To all of our international family out there, want to give a big kiss to all of you guys out there, and thank you so much for listening, because I know it is a challenge sometimes getting up so early in the morning and just different times. And big shout out to Hawaii. I've been doing a lot of readings for a lot of brothers and sisters. They are not in a foreign country, but they are in Hawaii. So I want to give a big shout out to those that are over there in Hawaii as well. So good to see you guys. So good to see everyone in the house. I'm going to pull a card tonight. Just no, Hawaii is not another country, please. That's what I just said. Hawaii is not another country. Even though just being there, I don't know how many of you, but I know I've been to Hawaii. And when you're out there, you certainly do feel like you have totally left the West. And in some cases you have, because it really carries its own energy. And surrounded around the water, it really gives you an opportunity to cleanse before you land. And once you land and, you know, you're greeted just by family, friends, and everyone over there, it's amazing. So I can see why some people consider Hawaii to just be a whole nother country by itself, because it can be that. We know it's a part of the United States, but when we look at it spiritually, it definitely carries its own energy. It really does. It really does. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to pick a card out of the new Oracle deck tonight. I'm going to pull a card just for us here and see what comes up. Oh, wow. Isn't this beautiful? What comes up is Zulu Union. And this is all about freedom. It's about surrendering. And it's also about obsession. And we know that we are definitely in that place to receive the energy of the Zulus tonight, and just really have that freedom and really focus on that freedom, a lot of the freedom. And this card is really the energy about partnerships with passion and letting go to express the union. And so that is so true. Each one of us, even though we're on our own path, and even though we're doing our own thing, we are still collectively together, so that we can express the union. So we let go of some of these things of obsessions that maybe we have. Surrendering to those things of really coming from the position of our higher self. You know, we can call it letting go of our ego, you know, really setting up with good intentions and just really fostering partnership. So that's the energy for us tonight. That is the energy for that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the energy. Zulu Union. Okay, so wherever you are tonight, here's what I want you to do. I want you guys to stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up wherever you are. We're going to dance a little bit, especially for those of you who came here to really enjoy the show with good intentions. It's so good to have you guys in the house, and it's good to see you in the house. Here we go. We're going to dance to this song because we're going to do a little bit about this. I've seen someone mention this in the room, and I want to talk about this just for a second. Someone was talking about how it is Mercury retrograde. And I don't know about you guys and what kind of thoughts you may have about that, about Mercury retrograde. But really, for me, Mercury retrograde is actually an opportunity. And this is a conversation that I actually had with a brother out of Louisiana, Brother Bilal. And one of the things he shared with me that was very powerful, it's an opportunity for you to go back and review. This is sort of the review of the test of what you say you're truly about, because now you get the opportunity to really see what people are about. because the review is coming. It's sort of like sort of this is the opportunity to see, is this really what's going on? You get to see it. And they're showing it. You know, they really are showing it. So this is really more connected when we connect it with ourselves. Look at yourself. Think about some of the things that you have done over the last couple of 6 to 4 weeks. Think about that. Think about yourself. Think about your intentions. Think about what has truly come from your heart and what has come from your mind. And then I want you to review it. Review it. Because now you're in the point where you're reviewing it. And so some of those true things have been coming to surface out lately. You know, some of those true intentions have been manifesting themselves over the last, and really it started many, many weeks ago, to truth be told. We're really kind of on the downset of it, of this review. But you get to see it. You get to feel this energy. You get to know it about yourself first. This is where you're getting to see it. And what is really driving you, you know, because it's a lot of fire energy on the planet. We're in the time of the sun, where the sun is really going to be the dominant thing that is going on. This is the dominant thing right here. This is the most dominant time for us at this particular point. The sun is coming back out. It's shining light. You get it? It's shining light back on everything, everything that is going on. It's shining the light on there. So this is the perfect time to really focus your energy. If you can just stay focused, release all of your ego for just a moment and stay focused and reflect. I want you to take some time on yourself and just reflect. Reflect where your heart is. You know, reflect where your true intentions is when it comes to yourself, particularly when it comes to those things of transformation. When you reflect on those things of yourself for transformation, and I've had a good opportunity to begin to do this for myself. You can see it. You can really, really see it. So we talked about earlier, if you found that it is hard for you to stay focused, if you found that you're kind of all over the place and you're doing this, you need to get grounded. This is a great time to begin to ground yourself. Ground yourself so that you can stay focused enough and have enough energy to do the things that you want to do and be in the place where you can find joy. So many people spend time places that they don't find joy. Why do that? Go where you can find your joy. If joy makes you happy, you know, spending time with your families and your friends, then do that. If joy makes you happy, you know, going outside, then do that. If that makes you happy. So many of our people, our children need attention, and they are willing to sacrifice everything to get it. And they're walking around trying to make a reflection about everything instead of just sitting in the moment. That's why the pause is so important. That's why 2011 was so important. If you look at 2011, the 11 represents the pause. The pause. It's the pause button. It was time for you to pause. So if you did your work last year and you paused and you took a minute to just pause, then this year would really be the year of the dragon, as coming from our coming from the east. The dragon is supposed to be about good things and good fortunes. And it's about you tapping into that energy first from within. And then you'll begin to see that reflection in everything. That's how you see it. That's how you tap into what I call knowing your magic. So we're going to get ready because tonight, today's the 18th, and if we take those two numbers and put them together, it is the number 9, the number of completion. So this is a time that we're actually getting ready to step, like I always say, left foot forward into new beginnings. It's about reflecting on those things of the past, being very present in the moment, and then moving into new beginnings, new beginnings. And that's where you focus, because this is the month of March and we're leaning forward. So we're focusing on how we're moving forward from this present moment, setting a marker at this particular time and moving ourselves forward. We're leaning ourselves forward. We're planting seeds of life for ourselves. Because that's ultimately who you want to begin to plant those seeds for. So, we're going to get up. We're going to get up and we're going to begin to dance. That's what we're going to do. We're going to begin to dance and move ourselves around a little bit. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about those seeds of life. And hear what you guys got to say, share a little bit myself as well, and just really, really shake some energy up a little bit. Shake it up in a very, very good way, the way that we want to shake it up, you know, shake it up. So here we go. Here we go. Let's see. All right, you guys. So. You can grab somebody if you want to dance with them. You certainly can. You can do that. If you want to grab somebody to dance with, you can. So here we go. All right, that was Turn the Beat Around, and that's exactly what we're doing tonight. We're planting seeds of life as we begin to move into this time. You know, so much is coming alive right now, and this is a great time for us to begin to plant those seeds, particularly when we're talking about those things for transformation and really just helping to continue to move ourselves forward, kind of leaning into the energy that's right here at this time. So we're going to continue right here live in the remix. Welcome, everybody. It's so good to have you in the house tonight.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, you guys. Yes, yes, yes. It is so good to have you in the house tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's just joining us here live in the forum. I want to give you the number so you can have it. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And good to see you guys in the house tonight. Definitely good to see you in the house. We're going to be talking about Seeds of Life. Now, as we get ready to talk about Seeds of Life, you guys know Mr. Anderson, who comes on from iGrowYouGrow.biz, very powerful brother. He talks about all the things that you can begin to grow and how you can do this in a very simple way and really begin to grow things and have them that you can either have in your house or outside on your patio and begin to bring them inside. Either way, whatever you want to do with it, you can do. So I want to tell you some things that you can begin to do with physical seeds. And I have read this series a couple of years ago. And I want to pass this on to you. And let's see. I want to pass this on to you because I want to encourage all of you to begin to grow this year, to grow something. Matter of fact, just before the show tonight, me and Baby Blue actually went outside and put some things in a pot, and we were outside, so a great way to get grounded. I had some plants that I'm putting out, and I needed to go put them out. Today was the right energy to begin to do that. Tomorrow it's going to be some very powerful energy coming on the planet, as it is. But I want to tell you guys, it's a series, and I think it's a pretty cool series. It's actually been translated into English, and this has a lot to do with the series is called Anastasia. But one of the things that I want to tell you guys about this, of what you can do with the physical seed, and I'm going to give you some of the physical things, seeds to do. And oh, wow, somebody else was out grounding into nature today. I think it's great to do, and whenever the sun is out, it is perfect for you to do. But here's something that you can do, a very, very powerful ritual that you can do with seeds, and two seeds that you can do this. You can do this with a cucumber seed or a tomato seed. These are going to be the steps. Now, one thing about plants, and if you read the book that talks about the secret life of plants, plants really can give you what you need. Plants can give you everything that you need. And if you begin to attune your plant to what you need, it will nourish you and give you exactly what you need. Tomatoes and cucumbers, particularly these two plants, they have some very mystical and magical healing properties within them, not to mention the rich colors that fills them as well. But I want to tell you two things that you can do with this. Before you begin to plant, what you can do is take and put you can take the seed and put it in your mouth. And you're going to hold them in your mouth and you're going to put them underneath your tongue. So you're going to put them underneath your tongue for at least 9 minutes. So you'll hold this seed underneath your tongue for at least 9 minutes. Then you're going to take the seed and you're going to place it in your hand. And you're going to hold it there for about 30 seconds. Now, during this time when you're doing this, it's important that if you can, possibly be standing barefoot on the spot on the ground where you're going to be planting these seeds at. And you're going to open your hand and you're going to raise the seed, out. And then you're going to blow lightly on it. And I'm going to tell you why you're going to do this afterwards. And this is going to be you blowing sort of your DNA into this seed. You're going to be blowing everything into this seed. And everything that you blow into this seed from the saliva that is covering the seed, because you don't want to rinse it off, it's really going to give that seed the knowledge it needs so that it can grow to nurture you, to give you back exactly what you need. You'll hold the seed in your hand for 30 seconds, and really what that is doing is really it helps the seed, you're presenting the seed to more of the celestine body. You know, and you're going to begin to blow on this seed and tell the seed exactly what you need and just really infuse your energy. And when you plant it, whether it's a tomato or whether it's a cucumber, when that seed grows, it's going to sprout and it's going to produce the fruit especially for you. So I'll go over the steps again in case you guys didn't get it. You'll take the seed, cucumbers or tomatoes, and place them underneath your tongue. You're going to hold them in your mouth for 30 seconds. You don't really need to do anything or really have your mind in a particular place. You do want to make sure that your thoughts are good thoughts, but really what the seed is absorbing with the saliva, and it's going to really form sort of that coat around the seed, is really your DNA. So you're really infusing your DNA into the seed. And then you're going to take the seed out. Let it fall into your hand. And as it's in your hand, hold it for 30 seconds. Hold that seed for 30 seconds. But you'll hold it underneath your tongue for 9 minutes. Yeah. And so then you're going to plant the seed in the ground. Now, the number one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to water the seed right away. You don't, because you don't want to wash away your saliva that's covering the seed, because the seed has this information about you that it needs to begin to take in. So you want to wait at least 3 days after putting it in the ground and then begin to water the seed. And I guarantee you guys, when you take that tomato off of that plant or that cucumber, you're going to see that it's going to taste unlike anything else, because this plant is being grown just for you, exactly for you. So a powerful ritual that you can begin to do with the seeds, planting these seeds, because they can give us exactly what we need, that needing to heal us on a mental, on a physical, and a spiritual body. It's going to give you exactly what you need. And you can begin to plant that in the ground. So wonderful. I have some other things that I'll be sharing with you guys very, very soon. It's a channel that I actually got. and we'll be talking about that too. But I want you to begin to, I want you to do that. I wanted to kind of mention this really quick, because I see you guys are sending emails telling me last time you didn't get to do many readings. You guys are sending emails over telling me, and I got all of your emails from last time, and I'm still working on some of your questions that some of you have sent in a while ago. You guys know it may be a minute, but I will get back to you. So I want to thank you for your patience on that. I really want each one of you to let me know that as you do this with your seeds, tell me some of the things that it began to produce. We'd love to hear your stories. So I want you guys to, because that's a very powerful ritual. It was help from me, and I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to hear each and every one of you here at The Remix, because I know you guys know your magic, and that's some of the things that we do here on The Remix, and you guys do it so well, every single one of you. So it's an honor to just be in the company. So, yes. Okay, so let's keep talking about those seeds of life and talking about them. You know, the sun is coming out. This time of the year, the sun is coming out, and the sun is so powerful. It is really some powerful energy of the sun. The moon is powerful. The sun is powerful. It's just all kinds of powerful things that's going on at this particular time. What I want you guys to do is I'm going to give you some things you can begin to do on every single day. Every single day that you can begin to do. And with this, we're going to talk about how we can begin to use the power of the light, you know, and use the power of the light, just like the planet is using the power of the light. So the planet is using the power of the light to bring things out of darkness, to bring them out of the dormant state. So this is why the grass is coming back alive. This is why the trees are coming back alive, at least for those of us in the West anyway. I know you guys who live all over the planet, the sun has been out for some of you for quite some time, and some of you have not begun to see the sun yet. But for the most of us here in the West, this is the time that the sun is coming out, and coming out rather strong, I might say, coming out pretty strong. So let's see here. Let's talk about Mondays. Well, let's start on Sunday. I guess this is the day. And I'm going to tell you some days, because Sunday is actually the day that is actually ruled by the sun. This is the day. So when we say ruled, not necessarily in the ancient traditional way, but you understand what I'm saying. This is the day that is really, really connected with the sun. And so let's talk about some of these great things that you can begin to do on this day with the sun. Okay, you guys ready? So this is where you want to get into a lot of your journaling. And this is going to be when you're going to get into a lot of your ritual work and really just knowing your magic. This is an excellent, excellent day for any type of gain. So anything that you want to gain, this is what really made me want to do this show on this night. It's an excellent day for planting seeds for things of the future. If you're working on a business partnership, this is an excellent day. Reaching out to doing those things of a business partnership. This is also an excellent day for if you're trying to get a promotion. This is an excellent day if you're trying to get a job. This is an excellent day to do that. And for some of you who are really trying to get yourself back out into the market, you know there is a particular job that you want to get. And even though we consider these things to be a part of our, let's say, Clark Kent side, it is a part of things that we must do. We got to play Clark Kent here, too. Let's face it. You know, baby needs a new pair of shoes, you know. Mama need to get a new dress, you know, daddy need to go get a haircut. You know, this is something we have to do. We have to be Clark Kent here. We get to be Superman, but we have to be Clark Kent too. So we want to make sure that we're doing this. So for those of you who are in the market to really kind of bring some things to you, and this is for Sunday, and you want to begin to bring certain things into your life, this is what I want you to do. Take your resume. Or take your intention. Maybe you have your own business. Maybe you are like me. I work sort of the Clark Kent job, and I also have other projects that I work on too. But whatever that is, set your intention for what you want. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to find a window in your house where the sun rises up at. So you can be anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter. But wherever the sun comes up at. And I want you to tape that with the intention set there, with the intention facing inward. So you don't want to put it out to the window to let everybody see, but facing inward. And what you're going to do is you're going to let the morning sun charge that. So if you have a resume or you're looking for a job or maybe you're looking for the perfect ideal situation to come up, write those things down. Begin to journal them and then place them in the window facing inward and allow that morning sun to charge that, because it's going to give it the energy to take off, to take the gain, for it to rise. You get it? And as the sun continues to rise every single day, so is the energy on that. And then what you're going to take with that letter is going to become your intention. So for those of you who have sessions with me, you know, one of the things that I tell you that we're living in a time that you need to have a purpose, you need to have an intention. And it doesn't have to be something that maybe is going to take you 5 years, 6 years, because I deal with a lot of you. Some of you are in school. Some of you are in grad school. Some of you are working on big cases, your lawyers, your doctors, you're all of these things. But whatever it is, even if you're just a mother, which is one of the most important jobs there is, and you're taking care of your family, I want you to put that on there. So no one gets left out here. Absolutely no one gets left out. And that becomes your intention. And each day, what I want you to do is for each one of those things that you wrote there, I want you to begin to give 5 minutes of energy towards it that day. To do something, something of a gain, you know, because things just don't manifest because we think them, because we bring them into our mind. That is the purpose of it. We want to begin to focus our attention on there, but we have to have the action. A few years ago, a close friend of mine, we worked on a project together. And while we were working on the project, we were kind of looking at what the true meaning of what we would call success would be. And she said, success starts with a thought and it ends with an action. And at first I told her, I said, you know, I don't know if I could agree with that, because there was times that I started out with something with a thought. I turned it into an action, but it really wasn't what I call success. And I told her, you're right, because there's a step missing. And that step that we figured out that was missing is that success does start with a thought. It does end with an action. But one of the things that's key, and I want you guys to remember this, because Mercury retrograde is about this. And this is going to completely change how you think about Mercury retrograde, because it completely did that for me and everyone who heard this. You have to be able to measure your results. That's key. And we're in the time now that your results are being measured. At this very moment, this is what Mercury retrograde is about. It's about measuring the results of your thoughts and your action. It is there. So when those things are coming through, it's good for you to take that time and go back and reflect over them. Think about your thoughts. Think about your actions. Think about those things. And then look at them. Look at them, honestly look at them, you know, begin to look at them and see where they are. And that's how you're going to get true success. That's how you're going to tap into knowing your magic. This is how you're going to begin to get there. And Sunday is an excellent day to do that. Sunday is another day. It's an excellent day when you want to work on those things of friendship. Friendship is important. It's important that we begin to foster these things of honest friendship. And keep those people who are friends in our lives, close in our lives. I talked to a sister. She's an amazing sister. I'm not going to mention her name. But she told me how she was friends with somebody ever since she was in second grade. And they talk every single day. What an amazing friendship. What an amazing connection to be able to stay in that place of balance and to be able to honor yourself that way enough. To be able to honor yourself that way and to be able to honor a friend that way. So this is a great day for friendship. It's an excellent day for joy. It's also an excellent day when you want to begin. An excellent day to begin a ritual for your mental and spiritual health. This is the day, an excellent day for physical and mental health. This is a great day for it. A great day to begin to tap into that energy. To think about your physical health. And think about your mental health. Think about it. You know, is it balanced for you? That's one of the things that we typically like to throw out the window in the conscious community. Because it's on some levels, we're crazy. You know, let's face it. If somebody were to come up and talk to you about some of the things we talk about, they would say you're crazy. But even in the midst of what we called ordered chaos, there is balance. There is balance in that. And so this is a great time to really begin to invest in that. See how your two hemispheres are coming together. See how they're coming together. See how your left hemisphere is coming together with your right hemisphere. See how they're coming together. A great litmus test for you. Because a lot of times things will come in for me through my right hemisphere. That's the holistic side. To be able to take those things as they begin to come in, either through my third eye and come in through my right side, and then be able to articulate it and shift it over to the left hemisphere and then begin to express it. Make sure that you have a good balance there, that those things are being expressed that way. And then think about your physical health. Think about your physical health. I know the Reverend Goddess Charmaine put up some Zumba pictures up on Facebook, and I love Zumba too. I love Zumba. Make sure you're moving. So many of us, we work at jobs and we work places and we do things through the day where we're pretty much stationary. For a lot of you who sit in front of the computer and you're constantly there all the time, you know, what are you doing to maintain that healthy balance? What seeds are you planting on a physical level? You know, what seeds are you planting? Make sure that you're bringing in that balance and you're getting that influence. You know, some people say, well, you know, I walk all day. I walk all day at work. But what happens is our bodies begin to become immune to it. It becomes plateaued, you know. So that walking that you're doing on the job is not really considered exercise. Again, remember that whenever you're doing these things, they should be those things of joy. That's why joy is so important to have in our lives. Joy is important. Joy is so important to have in people's lives. It's so important to have joy. We need joy. Joy is something that you want to begin to work with and you want to get into. Yes, dancing is excellent. Dancing. Or let me tell you something else, sisters, you can do this. Brothers, you can do it too. You may not want to. It may kind of, you know, take your little alpha down a little bit. But for sisters, get you a hula hoop. Me and Baby Blue, we got hula hoops. And we take our hula hoop and we hula hoop. That is one of the best ways. It will open up all of those chakras, the lower chakras. It'll open those up. And excellent for Sunday energy, too. So let's talk about Monday. Now, Monday, which is interesting, Monday is another one. But Monday is actually the day that is strongly connected with moon energy. It has a lot to do with moon energy. So this has a lot to do with feminine energy. It also has a lot to do with family, and it has a lot to do with home. It is also an excellent time to begin to get into gardening. So Monday is a great day if you want to go outside and plant some plants, if you want to go back and listen to some of those shows with Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow. You can go back and listen to that. He tells you all kind of cool ways that you can begin to getting into gardening, and that's going to be a great way to do it. So gardening. And also, it's a great day to get into some shamanistic energy and really begin to work with herbal medicine. So it's a day for that. If you know that there is, it's this time of the year, what I would encourage everybody to do is in your local area, go buy you some local honey, particularly if you deal with those things of allergies. If you have allergies, you want to get local honey. And the reason you want to begin to get local honey is because local honey has a lot of the, I guess you can call it, a lot of the antidotes for allergies. So if you suffer from allergies and you know this time of the year, a lot of pollen is out, a lot of different things are going on, buy you some local honey from your area because it's going to encompass, it's going to have all those things that you need to really help you with that. In this particular area. And Monday is a great day to really tap into psychic energy. Monday is a great day for that. It's a great day to do it any day. But Monday is a good day. So recognize that these are suggestions. You can do this on any time your spirit moves you to. But Monday, you have that extra moon energy because Monday and the moon have a very, very strong connection. So you want to begin to get into a lot of different psychic things as well. It's a great time to get into dream work. So you want to get you some good dream crystals to begin to work with. It's a lot of good dream crystals out there. Amethyst is an excellent crystal to begin to do some dream work with, and even clear quartz. Excellent. You can take them, put them underneath your pillow. You can even take the crystals and you can tape them through to your third eye when you're sleeping at night. Rose quartz crystal, amethyst crystal, you can use, and you can also use a clear quartz, and you can begin to work with them. Moonstone is an excellent one for sisters to begin to work with, or brothers when you want to tap into all of those things that live on the holistic side. Excellent crystal. It's a time for you to really, really begin to get into your dream magic, and that's how you're going to do it. So now, let's talk about Tuesdays. So we have Monday really connected with feminine energy. And now Tuesday is going to be a day that is going to be connected with the masculine energy, a lot of masculine energy. So let's see what Tuesday has to be here. Let's see what Tuesday has. Tuesday is connected with Mars. So Tuesday is Mars. And sisters, I want to give you a little hint here. When you have to work with the brothers, you got to work with your man. You need to tell him something. You want to do something. You want to get him where he can listen. This is his day, Tuesday. Tuesday is Mars Day. You want to begin to work with him on Tuesday. This deals with all of those things of masculine energy. And then also just think about things of intellect. Really, this is a great day. Mm-hmm. So if you have any, this is a great day for physical endurance. This is a day you want to maybe, if you want to make it an exercise day, this is a great day to do that. This is a day of strength. This is a day of sports. And this is a great day for competition. A great day for competition. If you have to have a surgery done, because I'm not completely against medical medicine, you will notice that Tuesday is a lot of days that they pick for you. Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Tuesday is going to be one of those days. Tuesday is one of those days. It's a great day if you have to have something done, some medical surgical procedure. Tuesday is a great day. Tuesday is a great day. If you really need to give out information and you want someone to hear you, this is a good day for that as well, too. It's also a good day. You'll notice that politicians use Tuesday. Very masculine day. It's a day that deals with the intellect. It deals with the intellect. It deals with physical endurance. So if you could pick a day for you, if you have to have some surgery or something done, Tuesday is a good day. You'll notice that Tuesday, your energy is very, very high. It's connected with the energy of Mars. Let's talk about Wednesday. Now, Wednesday is connected with Mercury. A lot of Mercury energy on Wednesday. And it's a lot of benefits here. So, writers, this is a great day to write. Even if you journal, this is a great day for you to get into your journaling. It is the day of the poets. Wednesday is the day of the poets, and I don't want to tell you my thoughts on that, but Wednesday is the day of the poets. Wednesday is the day that a lot of people are just acting out. They'll just be acting out. This is when everyone gets Academy Award. Most lies, they'll tell you, are told on Wednesdays. Most people will get into their acting mode on Wednesday. It's the hump day, you know. It is also the day of teachers and students. A lot of learning goes on this particular day. Mm-hmm. It's a great day for communication, written word, spoken word. Yeah, it's a great day for learning and teaching. Also, it's a day that carries inspiration. You're right. And somebody said it in the chat room. It's hump day. So we kind of say, ooh, the weekend is almost here. We're almost at Friday. We're almost in that day. So it's a great day for that. Now, Thursday is actually a day connected with Jupiter, has a lot to do with Jupiter. And this is really the day of accomplishments. It has a lot to do with that. A lot of the influences that you're going to see here is if you have any kind of legal issue, Thursday is the day to do it. Thursday is the day to do it. Legal issues, and if you can pick a day, Thursday is going to be a great day to take care of those things. It's a good day when it comes to luck. It's a good day for prosperity. Believe it or not, it's a good day for gambling because it's a lucky day, you know? I know some of you out there get those little, what are they called? The little scratch-off cards. Most winners win on Thursday. They pull those tickets from a Thursday. So that's a lucky day. It's a day of material gain. So when you're setting intentions for this reality, it's a day that you can do it. You can use Thursday as that day. Let's talk about Friday. And I love Friday. This is some energy that is directly connected with myself. And this is one of the reasons I found out afterwards why the remix is on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And also Sunday night. So you can see that you've probably been falling into doing things on these particular days and haven't even realized why you're doing it. Friday belongs to Venus, the goddess of love. Yes. It has a lot of warm energy, fulfilling energy. And this is the day that really is of great benefit of all of those things of matters of the heart. Has a lot to do with pleasure. Sorry about that. Lots to do with pleasure. You know, comfort, luxury, you know. And this is a day for any magical work. And if you deal with music, music is the day. Music, Friday is the day for music, it's for art, it's for aromatherapy. Now, of course, we know we can do this any day, but Friday is that magical day to work with music, to begin to get into those different rituals using music, touching those things as matters of the heart. You know, the part of you that getting in connection with your higher self, a great day to do that. Let's talk about Saturday. Saturday is the day of Saturn. It's connected with the energy of Saturn. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is really the day to really learn about karmic lessons. You know, this is the day of mystery. It has a lot to do with reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And this has a lot to do with when we start to think about sort of our elders. This is the day of the elders. It is also the day of what we call death. It is that day. It is the day of death. It has a lot to do with that. We know nothing truly dies. It really just begins to get rebirthed. And so it goes from Saturday, and then it goes to the day of Sunday. It begins to rise again. You see? So it has a lot to do with that. So these are some of the ways that you can begin to plant these intentions for transformation, these intentions for psychic powers. You know, when is a great time for you to get into your work when it comes to friendship and joy, and also those things of mental and physical health? It has a lot. So just some really fun things that you can begin to do and utilize this energy on that particular day and begin to work with it. How are we doing in the remix, you guys? It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. I'm so glad to have you guys in the house tonight. Lots of things going on. I want to go to the phone lines, but actually before we go to the phone lines, did I tell you guys, and I know I told you, I just want to tell you again, that I have the Oracle deck, the new Oracle deck. It's in my hand. Now, what is a good day for sex magic? Well, I'll tell you, any day is a good day for sex magic. But a real good day that you can actually begin to use sex magic, I would think, would be Sunday. Sunday would be a great day for sex magic. I think Sunday would be a great day for sex magic. Yes, yes. Yeah. So now, and I also want to say big ups to all of those who, when the drawing got done in the ATL, that got a card, that got the Oracle deck down in Atlanta. And another big shout out to Brother Panic and all the Remix family that's down there supporting him at the lecture with Dr. Aling Bay. But I'm going to pull a card for you guys. I want to do some special things tonight. I want us to talk about those things, to begin to talk about them some more. We're going to keep talking about how we can begin to use things. I want to talk about how we can begin to use things for our transformation, helping to develop our psychic powers, and really, really just begin to get into those things of joy. Mm-hmm. Yes, you guys will be able to buy the Oracle deck. And you know what? I'm just waiting here. I'm just waiting to just give one more word. I want to make sure everything is perfect. I see you guys in the chat room that you want to, and I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to have it. I know you guys who know your magic, you're going to do some magical things with the deck, because the deck can actually be attuned to you. And that's what I love about it so much. So thank you guys. Thank you for all the great inspiration before it. And I'll be doing those different classes. Again, in the classes, what I'm going to really, really focus on is how you can begin to tap into that infinite energy, because this is a deck. The Know Your Magic Oracle deck is a deck that's going to help you build your psychic powers. That's what I designed this deck for, to really help you get into that energy and build on it so that you can begin to do this. You know, when I first started out doing the readings in the very, very beginning, I didn't really find any cards or anything that I felt very comfortable with. I enjoyed working with them and I liked them. One of the things Spirit dropped into me just out of all the studies and the work, particularly when it came to the Tarot deck, because I didn't really work with the Tarot, but I used the Tarot principles, which are the principles that we live by. They really go back to ancient times. These are the principles that you see in the hieroglyphs. These are the principles that are expressed from the gods and goddesses coming out of ancient Kemet. So that's what they are. So you're going to find these gods and goddesses who represent these principles, these ancient principles inside the deck. The goddess Sekhmet is in there. Let me just go through really quick. The goddess Heteru. Of course, I had to put her in there. That's my ancient Kemetic name. Let me, the goddess Mayat is in there. The goddess Aset is in there. Tefnut and Shu is in there. The goddess Mawu, even though she doesn't come out of ancient Kemet, she does come off of the continent of Africa. And then also we have the god Tehuti. He is in there. Tehuti is in there. The goddess Mut is in there. Let me see who else. I'm going to go through these. The god Heru is in there. Asar is in there. Oh, wow. Just so much. And, of course, the Tree of Life. So all of these different gods and goddesses are in the deck, because they are the ones who really carry out those principles that you see on the walls in ancient Kemet. They're really the principles that have been expressed of what we know are some of the basic foundations coming out of the Tarot deck. So you'll have those in there. So many things. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. All right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call when you call in. And I'm going to do some different things tonight. I'm going to use the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, but I'm also going to use some other things here too. But I want you guys to call in. And we're going to talk about those things. What can you do for psychic development, you know, tapping into friendship, joy, and transformation? And I should have put up there honesty, but I think you guys already know that. I'm sure you already know that that's going to come first. My energy is very high tonight, so I'm going to try to just kind of move it to the side a little bit, just move some of that energy to the side. And someone asked, is the goddess Hathor in there? The goddess Hetheru is in there, and yeah, I'll let you kind of go from there. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line because I want to know that you're on the phone. We're going to go to the first caller on the line, calling in, it looks like, from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me again? I swear this is a coincidence again. But
well,
it's not. It's not.
We know there is no coincidences. It's just meant to be. Tell everyone who's on the line who does not know.
It's TJ. I'm from South Jersey, Somerdale, small town. But yeah, how are you doing today, Miss Blue?
I am wonderful. I'm great, TJ. Good to hear you on the line again.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, you know, kind of had a little bit of a rough day.
I lost
the football game by 1 point.
It was like
last place situations, but, you know, shook that off, went out, bought some clothes, you know, had to make myself smile a little bit. But.
Of course. All right. So you want to ask a question?
All right. Here we go. Here's a simple question for you. I want to really get into all of the Know Your Magic.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I mean, I want to buy the workbook. Mm-hmm. I have to email you eventually, obviously. I want the workbook and all the Oracle decks. And I was wondering, I really just want to, you know, I guess just kind of step in that direction instead of just, you know, I listen a lot, but I want to, like, take that step forward, you know?
Yes.
Now, I was wondering, like, pretty much, after I get the deck and all that and the Know Your Magic workbook, I'm going to do the work, no doubt. But, like, is there, like, a specific time and place that you should do stuff like this to, like, you know, kind of maximize the, you know, the benefits?
You know what? I'm going to say that's an excellent question. Really an excellent question. Is there a specific time and place that you can do this? Ultimately, what the goal is, and I'll share this for myself and many others have this same philosophy when it comes to what I like to call Know Your Magic. And I pulled a card for you, and what comes up is New Beginner, which is speaks so much to what you just said. And this is really about sort of acquiring those things of skill, you know, and really making those changes, those transformation. And then I also kind of played with my little bit of my my little I Ching coins here. And what came up was fire over water, which speaks symbolically or just kind of go. It's about incompletion before ending. You know, it's about going back and making sure that you complete these things. And what's going to be key for you is that the goal is to begin to live this. Is there some things that you may have to separate just because others have a different mindset? That's true. But this is why I consider these things that I do to be sacred on some levels. So I don't necessarily need to explain to my neighbor what I'm doing in my house because it has nothing to do with her. But starting, you start wherever your heart tells you to start. There really isn't a prereq, you understand? But really just get yourself in the place and begin to start from where you want to start. So if that place of new beginnings, you find something that interests you, you find something that you like. For me, it was all about emotions. And those who knew me in the very, very beginning of my path knew I talked about emotions all the time. And I really just felt that people had a big misconception about emotions. But it wasn't even to convince them. It was because of my studies and what I understood of emotions. And, you know, one of the greatest things that I'm seeing, because it has been changed, is now so many other people have now begin to look at some of these things of emotions. I love colors. So the chakras was very in tune with me, emotions and why we think a certain way, why we do certain things. So this is what I focus my study on. There is no wrong or right way. And I was allowed to do that. So I'm very thankful for the people who were in my immediate circle that encouraged me to, even though being in what we like to call consciousness was considered outside the box, they still allowed me to be out the box, out of the box, if that makes sense.
You know, you kind of use your strengths that you know are your strengths to kind of propel you forward in what you were doing.
Well, I didn't have a strength there because it was just something I was interested in. So, yeah, you're following your path. So if something tells you, I need to get the workbook first, get it. If something tells you, oh, I need to study this book first, do it. If something tells you, oh, I need to work with this first, do it. A good foundation where you can get a lot of these principles, and so many people will tell you this, is that I began to study a lot of those things, and I put most of those things that everyone sort of kind of around me gave to me in that sacred session. That's why you'll hear Brother Panic say, if you want to start with the beginning, that's a good thing to start with, because it gives you a variety of different directions to go in. But ultimately, you're activating your free will. It's about doing life on your terms, your way. And you get to do it however you choose to do it.
All right. Because you definitely have me nodding my head right there. I definitely agree with that.
Yes, because ultimately the best investment you can make is the one in yourself. So that's who you're investing in, yourself. So whatever that is for you, that's what you should begin to do. You know?
That's so neat. That kind of goes hand in hand. I talk to some, you know, I always go out and I just meet random people, places.
Right.
That kind of really goes hand in hand with some guy yesterday told me, he's like, you can pay, because I guess he's an artist or something like that.
Right.
Or like does film or whatever. And he said, you can pay for execution, but you can't pay for mine.
That's right.
And something I kind of put in the context of that is like, you can't put a price on that neither. So if you have to, you know, help someone out, this, that, the other, put this up just to learn something, you really, it's priceless, you know? Even though someone technically helped you out and said, I can give this to you for so-and-so amount, but trade, whatever it is, but like you said, it's just like, you can't pay for mine, you kind of just, it's still, you know, it's a matter of free will.
That's right. It is a matter of free will and really just going where your spirit is. You know, we have enough to do what we feel is important to us. People invest in what they feel is important for them. You understand? And you get to decide what that is. So whatever you decide, you're going to be good with it. You're going to be good with it. I thank you for calling in and I thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for picking me, Miss Blue.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget, like I said, I have my little I Ching coins here, and this is about fire over water, you know? And I want you to think about that. This is incompletion before ending. That means that what Spirit is saying to you is to make sure that you complete things that you start before you finish them. Make sure.
That's a very good reminder, because I have a bad habit of kind of just, like, I guess, abandoning projects, so to say.
Yes. So
I just kind of
want to throw that out to you there. And you're in the time of what I like to call the mystery. This is the time of the new beginning. And from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck and what this time of new beginnings represent to you, and I'll leave you with this as you continue to listen here for us, is that this energy just reminds you of the mystery of new starts. And that's where you are. And so what Spirit is saying, to ask yourself this question, are you ready to make the necessary changes to embrace the new? Because what's required of you right now is more knowledge is required. More knowledge.
Yo, you're good. Oh, God.
Oh, well, I'm as good as you are. So know that we are a perfect reflection here this evening. And it's always so good to hear you and to hear your energy. So follow the yellow brick road. Follow it. And just remember these words here, peace and love. And make sure you email me and let me know how it goes as well.
I definitely will.
All
right. Take care, Ms. Will.
You're welcome. Continue to hold. All right. Great call. Great call. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561.
Hello. My name is Nirvana.
Hi, Nirvana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. I can hear you nice and loud.
I'm doing great.
I can hear you nice.
Wonderful,
and clap.
Wonderful. actually, this is about my third time calling. I wanted to make sure that I called in. My son kept on reminding me because we kept on missing your show. But you're definitely a blessing. I'm here in Tamarack, Florida.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale area.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah, I've been studying myself and everything for a long time, and I guess I'm just right now just going through a transformation of just going on another level and knowing what I need to do. I'm already there, but I'm at that point now where I have a job, and I hear God telling me what I need to do, and I'm a little overwhelmed with doing it.
Yes,
because of just fear. That's honest, because I know I've already, you know, when I talk to people even on my job, they're like, oh my God, you need to be doing it. And I'm like, I know. And then I get, you know, and I do my prayer and my meditation. It's like, it's time. And it's like, God, if you could just give me another sign. And I've got neon signs, and I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else out there that's like that, that have gotten to that point and just not making that move to that next lives, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, this is so beautiful, and thank you so much for calling in. Tell me your name one more time, please. What's your name?
Nirvana.
Say your name. Javanna. Beautiful. Love that name. Thank you, Javanna.
Nirvana.
Now, you said Irvana? You said
N-I-R-V-A-N-A, Nirvana.
Nirvana, beautiful. Yes, Nirvana.
Yeah,
Nirvana,
yeah.
What came up for you? I actually pulled one card for you, and I pulled it from the Know Your Magic, the Oracle deck, the new deck that I have coming out. And what came up with this was the heart chakra. And so whenever this particular energy comes up, what Spirit is saying is it represents the connection between the mind, the body, and the soul, and that all must be in balance to experience unconditional love, you know? So this is about harmony, and right now you're not in that place of harmony. But this is also reminding you about love and forgiveness. Now, I also shook my little Ching coins over here for you, and what came up was air over mountain. So you don't have to know about the I Ching,
wow.
And one day I'll go into it, but let me tell you about the air over mountain and what that is symbolic, because this has a lot to do with the heart chakra. It's about retreat, it's about withdrawal, and it's about yielding. It's about almost what the theme song was for tonight. Yes. It's about turning the beat around, the beat of your heart. It's going in the wrong direction. We got to turn the beat around. This is what Spirit is saying. So a very powerful time. Yes. So know that you have the strength to turn this beat around. And it's going to start with forgiveness. And just by us bringing this up at this time, just by this being brought to your consciousness, you can feel it and you know it. So this is about you getting into your forgiveness, because one thing about you that people love about you is that you don't hold grudges. That's what you've been known for. But lately, you've been holding on to things. And this is about the air over the mountain. If you've ever been standing on top of a mountain and you felt the air as it began to come over the mountain, that air that comes over the mountain is so strong, it's going to force you to retreat. It's going to force you to withdraw yourself. It's going to force you to stop in your tracks. And so this is what you got to do. Stop. You got to stop. Stop right now. And just bring yourself into the conscious moment. And if you can think about how can you get back to harmony, because that's what you're about. I mean, your name, Nirvana. How can you get back to Nirvana? Here's the thing that I do every single morning before I get ready to start my spiritual work, my sessions, the sacred sessions. I attune myself to me because I'm constantly dealing with other people's energy. I have to get myself back into the place of balance so I can hear me, not hear me through my ears, not even see me through my eyes, not even feel me through my touch, but through my third eye. So I can know who I am and make sure that I'm clear what I'm picking up from myself and what I'm picking up from other people. So we're going to do this exercise here because I think it's going to be great for anybody who's listening, and they can do it too. You ready?
Yes.
You still with me? Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, you know. I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to do it first, and then you're going to do it with your name. And this is what I do. I sit very quietly. Sometimes when I first get up in the morning, before my feet touch the ground, and I say, blue, 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 blue. I tune myself. That vibration is unmatched with anything on the planet because it attunes to me. So now I want you to tune yourself. Because for you, this is about you yielding. It's about you coming back into harmony, that place of love. And it connects you directly with your heart chakra and also your higher self. So let us hear you tune you. And for everybody listening, you can tune yourselves too. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Should I say it out loud?
Yes, yes, you got to say it out loud.
Okay. Nirvana, 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 Nirvana.
Beautiful.
Nirvana.
Beautiful. Can you feel that?
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks. Oh, God.
Yes. So wow. I want you to work on that forgiveness, getting back to the place of where you are. Whenever you think about it, I want you to think about that strong wind coming over the mountain that just makes you yield, stop in your tracks. And then begin to get back in tune with who you truly are. Let that stuff go. Give that forgiveness. Get back in the place of love and harmony, and you're going to see this energy just remove itself. And even on the job where things are seem like they're difficult, everybody's going to take a different turn, and you'll see it instantly. I promise you that.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Welcome.
Keep doing what you're doing. So inspiring me, and I know you're inspiring people all over the world, and keep doing it because we all need it. Trust me.
Thank you. We're learning together.
We're going.
Oh, yes. Well, let us know how it goes. Yes. Peace and love to you, and thank you so much. Oh, beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You. Peace and love to you. May the forces be with you. Yes.
Thank you. Peace and love. Oh, that's beautiful. Love it. We're going to keep going, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 804, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. Maybe 804 is not there. Well, they must be on mute or something. We can't hear them. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Blue and the Remix family? This is Joaquin calling out of New Jersey. North.
Greetings to you, Joaquin, from New Jersey.
Greetings. That's Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Yes.
All right. Greetings, Joaquin.
How you doing? I want to give a shout out to your workbook. Loving that. Been working with that.
Okay, that's what's up.
Wait a minute,
Joaquin. Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Another Joaquin.
Yeah, it must be another Joaquin. Probably playing.
But there's only. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Joaquin.
I don't know. I get that a lot. No, I was calling because I know you have a deck coming out, and I was trying to work with the tarot, and I heard you say that work with your psychic abilities. Now I was just wondering, how would that work with my psychic abilities when I do get the deck?
Yes, very good question. Well, a couple of ways that it's going to begin to work with the deck, because one of the things that you're going to do is it's going to attune to you. When you get the deck, I'm going to be doing classes. And the great thing is you'll get to come to these classes. If you have a deck, you get to come to these classes. So I'll do a lot of classes just for those who have the deck. And we're going to get into some real Know Your Magic work. But what it does is once you attune the deck, and much like attuning the deck is going to go just like you tune your crystals. Like your crystals work with your energy, your deck is going to work with you. And so these signs, these symbols, these colors, these numbers, these energies, these words, the names, they're going to begin to activate different template energy within you. So, for instance, Joaquin, the card that came up for you is Riding the Cosmic Wave. Okay, this is about compensation, it's about bliss, it's about contentment, and this is a lot to do with your energy. When I see this and I look at just the image of riding this cosmic wave, it tells me a lot of different things. For you, it's going to tell you something completely different. You're going to see a story here. You're going to see it. And what I'll show you is how to tap into that story so you can attune these things for yourself. So you can see it. I know right now that your psychic, your third eye, if that's what it's being called, your third eye is open. I can see this. I can tell this through the cards. I can tell right now that you're in a very good place and you're riding this energy along. That you're in a place of bliss. You're in a place of contentment. And a lot of things that you've put work into and that you've dedicated yourself to, you're seeing the results of it. You're seeing that. All of this I'm being able to pick up through the cards. And so this energy of riding the cosmic waves reminds you that you have everything you need to make your dreams come true. And know that messages from spirit is going to guide you towards achieving what is truly in your heart's desire. And that's what you want. You want those dreams to come true, correct?
That's correct. It's like, I want that deck.
Yes, I know how to work that deck, and I'm going to show you how to work this deck, too. It's really not a trick. It's not any kind. It's an ancient principle that has been since the beginning of time. Our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet really knew the importance of understanding this thing of what we called the oracle, and working with signs and symbols and these different images. And so all of that, things that I channeled, things that I've studied, things that I dumped all of that into this deck. And the people who worked with me dumped all of the things that they channeled, all the things that they've studied into this deck. So, you know, you really get sort of that triple trinity energy when it's coming together in the deck. And that's what it's about. So you'll be able to do that. So it's beautiful. And I also shook my little I Ching coins for you over here. And what came up for you is Earth over Earth. So earth energy has a lot to do with manifesting things in this physical reality. So it's about nature, it's about earth, and it's about creation. And that's where you are. It's about you raising your kundalini energy to manifest these things in this reality. So once you you're able to tap into this system, and I did this to show you guys that it doesn't matter what you're using, it is always going to be that synchronicity and the correspondence. So you can see everybody here that I've used the Know Your Magic Oracle deck for, and I also pulled the I Ching coins. They are corresponding with each other. They're saying the same thing, coming from two completely different systems. And so that's what I want to pass on to you guys, because we're all learning here together, and that's one of the things that I want to share with you.
Yeah.
So that's how. So you'll be able to get the deck. I'm actually going to be putting it out on Facebook this week. I have one more thing that I want to do. I'm not trying to make this a perfect deck, but I want you guys to get the best of the best. Trust me.
That's so true, and I'm loving that. I appreciate that, Ms. Blue.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you so much for getting the Know Your Magic audio workbook, because it's doing amazing things for brothers and sisters all over the world. So I'm glad to have your testimony on that.
Definitely. It worked right away. Same week I got it, same day it worked right away.
Okay.
So I just wanted to testify on that. The blessings, though, Ms. Blue and the fam.
Yeah. Aw, blessings to you. Hold it down for us over there in New Jersey.
All the time. And my wife, too. She holds it down, too.
Oh, yes. She's well, big love too. To the wife. Big love to the wife. So peace and love.
All right, peace.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 719? Okay. Either 719 can't hear me, or I can't hear 719. So we're going to go to the next caller. That's fine. I'm sorry, you guys. I got all kinds of little gadgets over here. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 405?
Yes.
Yes, greetings, 405.
Yes. Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hi, who's on the line, please?
This is Patricia.
Greetings, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma. Greetings to you from the Big O.
Yeah.
Yes?
I hit my radio on, so I had to cut it off.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, please cut your radio off. Yes.
Oh, I really like your show tonight. Really good. I mean, really. I do have a problem, though. And
I'm
pretty secure about where I'm going, you know, what I'm doing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And feels really good. But there's a person who is coming to my life. And
mm-hmm.
I was kind of wondering, could you give me some kind of feel on that?
Mm. About the person that has come into your life at this particular time. I know you have some concerns. And those concerns has to do with the person's intention, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, a couple of things that I want you to begin to think about when it comes to this person coming in your life. I want you to think about where you were prior to this and sort of some of the energy you put out there. I want you to think about that, because there was some energy that you did put out there at first. Ooh, wow. Okay. So here's what I want you to begin first to think about. And I'm just trying to get a read on this so I can give you some indication. It's like all kinds of, it's a lot going on over there, Patricia. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, perfect. Here we go. The energy that really has a lot to do with, and I want you to think about this, it has a lot to do with letting go. It has a lot to do with compromise, and it has a lot to do with your passion. Has a lot to do with your passion. You're in a really good place. You're in a good place. Because as my mama would say, you grown. You grown. So you in a good place. And this is really good for you because on so many levels, you really asked about this. But I want you to think about this because the energy that came up for you was the volcano energy. And this has a lot to do with the letting go, the compromise, and the passion. And what Spirit says, and I'm pulling this from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, it says that it really reminds you that out of ordered chaos, you can move through the alchemy process of the heart surrendering. And only then can the heart renew and then begin to rebuild. See, what's getting you at this time is you're having these past memories that you haven't let go. And so that fear of really being in a position where you've compromised yourself or getting hurt, you don't want to know if you want to take that chance.
Okay.
And and surrender your heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in a way I do, but I understand the chaos. So I kind of put myself in a position to where, you know, okay, I'll get ready for this chaos.
Well,
in order to grow, you know.
Yes, but remember, this is sort of ordered chaos.
Yes, this is true.
This is ordered chaos, so it's not just chaos coming out of nowhere. This is really, it has a lot to do with ordered chaos, and it has a lot to do with renewing and rebuilding. And so this, the number one thing I want you to remember is that it's going to be important for you to let go. You got to let go of the past because it's unfair for you to do that. You're not going to be able to do the alchemy and move yourself forward with this connection if you don't. So you got to kind of surrender your heart to the alchemy process. And a big part of that is letting go. But what you don't want to do is to compromise yourself.
Okay.
You see?
My past is what you're talking about as far as letting go?
Yes. Those negative pasts, the negative pasts. Letting go. The negative past. Not the positive past, but the negative past. Those things that are making you very hesitant about this connection. Incidentally, with the I Ching, what came up for you was fire over fire, which has a lot to do with beauty. It has a lot to do with fire energy, and it has a lot to do with the intelligence. So again, it's the same thing. We know that we use fire to burn away. When a fire goes in a forest, even though it looks horrible on the outside, when we think about forests as fires and burning down all of these trees, but really what it's doing, it's purifying, it's cleansing, it's renewing the ground, it's giving back the nutrients. It's taking all of those things and putting them back into the soil so that they can get ready for the new birth that's coming.
Oh. Okay.
So this is also what the volcano does as well, too. So these two energies are going hand in hand, but you have to bring the intelligence in there, and that's the compromise. Sometimes it's very easy to stay on the woo-woo, and sometimes we can trick ourselves with that. What Spirit is saying, yes, let go of the past, of the negative things that's holding you back from really trying to have this experience here. Let go of the past, the negative past, and have the experience, but don't compromise yourself. But in order for you to recognize what is true compromise, you have to first let go of the negative.
Okay.
Otherwise, everything is a compromise, you see. You want to go to the store? Oh, no, don't want to go to the store. You're probably going to do this, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Oh, no, then everything becomes negative. You don't want to be in that place of fear because that's fear with it.
Right.
That's fear. You want to let that go. Mm-hmm. Did that help you?
Well, it gave me something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I have to re-listen to this again so I can really, really, you know, soak this in, know
mm-hmm.
what it is I'm letting go, because I have to know what it is. You know, I understand that it's negative with it, you know, and, you know, all of us have some negative past.
Well, everybody has a negative past, but when it comes to dealing with, well, I don't want to put too much of your personal business out there, so this is why I'm not just telling you specific things here. So you will be able to use that discernment to be able to do that, but this is about you listening to your heart and not your mind, because even right now, you're trying to process this through your mind, and it's not connecting.
Oh,
so you have to process it through your heart.
Okay.
And begin to just look at the situation of the person coming into your life and thinking about what are some of the things that this person, yeah. Now, let me ask you a very honest question. Do you really want to know?
Yeah. For a fact, yeah. I
mm-hmm.
sure do.
Mm-hmm. So you want to know whether or not this is a more of an honest connection that you're having with this person.
Why? Because, see, I'm trying to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had so many experiences as I am transforming. You know, I've seen the tunnel. I've seen something like the Matrix just come up in my, you know, in. I'm not sure whether or not it's my third eye that has opened up, but from what I have been listening to, not just tonight, other people who have called, you know, I've been doing my studying and stuff like that.
Right.
It does tell me that my third eye is opening up. Or it has been activated. I have my body vibrates.
Yeah.
You know, I get the humming in my ear. I mean, that's constant.
Beautiful. Right.
I mean, I'm just like an electric box or something here. You
right.
know?
And this
and,
is.
And stop going this way. And if the planets are moving and everything is connecting me, I don't want anything that's outside of that. You know, if
right.
the person is coming in, he has to come into that. You
well,
know? If you're not ready for it, then mm-hmm. maybe I have whatever it takes is to help him get there. But
mm-hmm.
I need to do that.
Well, here is the thing, and all of those things you described were very, very beautiful, and I'm glad that you're definitely in that place, and some people in the chat room, some of the Remix family is already saying that, yes, you're experiencing the alchemy, you're coming alive, you're what I call knowing your magic, and now here's what I want you to do, because a caller called in and asked this question. They said, you know, what am I supposed to be doing with this, you know, when do I supposed to apply this? All of these same things. What I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself the question about this person, because clearly you've described all of the things, your third eye opening, the vibration in your body, the humming in your ear. And so this, again, I want you to come out of the left hemisphere, because you got to begin to connect it with your higher self. You got to begin to do that. So let go. Let go of those things. Don't compromise yourself, but let go. And now what I want you to do is I want you to begin to ask yourself the question about this person, not in your mind. And I want you to begin to ask this question, you know, should you, and this doesn't have to be a long-term commitment, but should you continue to move yourself along in this relationship and not listen to your mind, because this is a mistake a lot of people make. They get all of these fantastic things, but then when it goes to processing something in their day-to-day life, they cannot answer the question with it. they're still trying to use their mind. And you cannot tap in that way. You have to listen to what your body is telling you. That's where you're going to find the truth. And so that's how you're going to begin to do it. Right now, why the confusion is coming in is because you're still in your mind. You can't get there from your mind. So you have to begin to say, ask the question, and not listen to what your mind is saying, because that's the place where the ego lies, the part of the ego you're not trying to get in touch with. And that's the letting go. Let it go. And then begin to move to your heart. Begin to move there, and that's where the energy is going to come in. Typically for women, it comes in through the sacral chakra. It goes up to the heart and then up to the third eye. That's where it goes. But you got to do that. Here's an exercise that I give out a lot in the sacred session, and I have give out on the remix. This is a practice that you're going to need to begin to do. First thing you do is tell yourself an absolute truth. Something that's true to you that has nothing to do with anybody else, that is true for you. And then I want you to listen to what your body is telling you, not your mind, your body. Then wait about 15 minutes and tell yourself an absolute lie, something that is not true for you, that is absolutely not true for you. And then listen to what your body is saying. You're going to get two completely different feelings. And this is how you're going to know where your truth lies. Because your body's not going to lie to you. And so be open that way. When you can do all of these things, but you can't get that answer, know there is a disconnect. You got to let go of the mental mind. It's not coming in through your mind. It's coming in through your body. Like you said, the vibration, the humming in your ear, all of these sensations you're feeling, that's where you're getting your answer from. That's where the discernment is coming from. It doesn't come into the mind.
Okay. I have to finish following my vibrations.
Yes. So do that practice. Do it a couple of times throughout the day, and then you're going to instantly be able to discern, this is the truth. This is not true for me. And it doesn't matter about anybody else, because this is your truth. So again, fire over fire. You have to begin to let go. Don't compromise yourself, but tap into the passion. Tap into the passion.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank
beautiful. All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Oh, that was such a great call. Such a great call. And so many great things came out of it as well. It's about being able to do these things, but this magic that we call it is for everyday life. Everyday life. And this is how we got to begin to use it. And I'm so glad to hear so many of you guys are knowing your magic out there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings, Miss Blue. It's Transformed Man. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Transformed Man? You had a question for me?
Yes, I did have a question. I just wanted to say it was such a wonderful day today for me. I went outside and I just kind of relaxed in the wonderful weather that we've been having, and just was just really wonderful to feel the rays of the sun and the energy of the sun, and just to sort of like get right back to nature.
Yes.
And it was great. And I just, to reiterate something you said with the first caller before, you know, one of the things that came to me was about rituals and the things that we do to manifest those desires that we have in our lives or the things that we need in our lives. And I think for me, it gets in my head, I'm thinking, I have to do things perfectly. I have to do them a certain way. And the universe sort of like spoke to me today by saying, you know, you create your own reality. You create the way that your rituals need to be done.
Oh, so, yeah. Everybody does. Everybody does.
Yeah.
It's almost like getting a recipe for a cake, and even though it says put two eggs in, put the butter in, put the sugar in, mix it 100 times, honestly, how many people follow that to the T? Nobody. Everybody's saying, I'm going to mix it about 5 more times. I think it needs some more butter. I think it needs some more sugar. I'm going to put a little bit more milk in there. So, yes. So, yes. We have these different template energies that really help guide us. And a lot of them are based on ancient principles. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here because we are the ancestors. So, in a sense, we're following our own road that we have left for ourselves at another time. I know this from all the Akashic Record readings. So even though we're saying things that maybe we got from ancient knowledge, it's still our own knowledge that we're following. So even at the end of the day, even if we're following somebody else's ritual, in a sense, if you're being tuned to it, if you're being drawn to it, then that's what you're supposed to do. Because I guarantee you, you have a connection that is much, much higher than you just doing what somebody else said.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So my question is, what card from your wonderful Oracle deck comes up for me at this moment?
Oh, let's see, Transform Man. Let's see what comes up. The card that comes up for you is the card of Mayat, the goddess Mayat. The goddess Mayat. And this has a lot to do with transformation, has a lot to do with balance and intuition. Whenever the goddess Mayat comes up, what she does is she invites changes to bring about a sense of balance. And she reminds you that the cooperation is key, that you have to have that balance. And this is going to be key to you really getting yourself into that place of tapping into your intuition, having the balance, and also your transformation. Yeah, that has a lot. Now, the number one thing that comes up from the I Ching deck is Sea Over Breath. And the Sea Over Breath has a lot to do with excess and strain, which again is reminding you of the balance that has to do with balance. Mm-hmm. It has to do with balance. So that's what came up, the goddess Mayat. And her number, the number that came up is she's number 14 in the deck. And when you add 14 together, it comes up to be the number 5. 5 is the number of change. It's one of those numbers that no matter how you look at it, it looks the same. And it sits on a rocker, which means it can go either way. And the key of something that rocks means to balance it. You have to balance it. So that's what came up for you.
And 5 is also the number of male and female, correct?
I could see that. I can definitely see, because there's duality in every number. That's the rock. It can go this way or that way, this way or that way. You know, kind of wishy-washy, go back and forth. You know, the rock. You know how you rock on something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can
right.
see that. Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Transform Man. Good to hear
That's
from
good.
You. Good to see you in the forum. Peace and love to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to continue here live in the remix. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, what's good, Miss Blue? Peace and blessings and joy and happiness. This is Casanova, a woman executive from Baltimore City.
Oh, greetings, Casanova. Oh, that used to be my song. It still
hey,
is, Casanova. It still is. I love that song. You know what song I'm talking about, right? About
yes,
Casanova.
Yes, love her.
Yes,
everybody. Love her. Yeah, so Pete, right? I'm the creator of Mary J. Blunt and Cotton Candy LaHaze, and I need your guidance, so you know how to make it was successful and showing my goddess, my sisters out there that, you know what I'm saying, they're beautiful. Because without them, especially without you as well, wouldn't be us, you know, fellas.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. Let's see what comes up. I'm going to pull a card from you from the Know Your Magic deck. I just love this deck. I cannot wait until you guys get it. Cannot wait.
I can't wait either. I'm working on my hustle tip on that one.
You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll get it. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see what comes up for you. Oh, okay. Here we go. The card of joy. Joy. Okay. Joy, which is about abundance. It's about life. It's about joyful activities. So let's talk about that when it comes to your business. And I'm also going to, I threw my little I Ching coins here for you so I can tell you about that too. But let's talk about joy. And this particular card is number 35 in the deck. And when this comes up, it really what Spirit is saying is prosperity is all around you. And now is the time for you to reclaim and to celebrate. So to reclaim that prosperity and to celebrate. A couple of things I want you to begin to think about, because with the I Ching, one of the things that came up for you, it has a lot to do with innocence and the unexpected. I know you have a particular area that you want to target and that you want to begin to work with. But what Spirit is saying is that you need to get into that place of pure abundance, prosperity. How to get there is that you have to be innocent, which means that you have to be willing to step outside of your box, and you have to be willing to connect and go in different directions that you think has nothing to do with your business, because there are some areas you're missing when it comes to what you're trying to do. And really just be prepared for those things that have nothing to do, that's sort of unexpected. You know, be prepared for that, but be innocent. That means to be open to it. So, for instance, one of the things I want to tell you to do is I want you to think about putting together a packet. And this particular packet that you're going to put together, do a little workshop in your area. Put it out there for, open it up to all women, all sisters, everyone that's out there. But here's key. I want you to also do a workshop for men.
Oh, you know what? My website is already doing that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm, like I said, you know, I'm promoting everything. It's all good.
But here's the key thing, and this is a mistake that people make with websites. Websites do not bring you business.
Okay, true.
They don't. They don't. Websites do not bring you business. The work has to come on the other side. And what I see is that you're working on promoting your website and not your business. You cannot work on promoting a website. Promote what you do. And the only way you can promote what you do is for you doing what you do. You got
okay,
to do
well,
it.
I mean, I did the artwork, which is, just, you know, the drawings. So,
no,
I mean,
that's not what I'm talking about. I want you to listen to me very clear. I need you to do the work that you say you're going to do. So what are you doing? Not the artwork, not the website. What are you doing?
Okay, what I'm doing is, you know, basically my art, drawing a lot, planning a lot of stuff to, you know, to generate my business and everything. Doing a step-by-step guide.
And this is why you're not tapping in. You got to do it. You understand? You don't need to do anything to promote what you're doing. That's backwards. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You understand? I do readings. I don't promote doing readings. I do readings.
I respect that, Ms. Blue.
You understand? I'm telling you this because you're in this time of prosperity. This is what Spirit is saying. It's right here for you. You got to claim it. And the only way you're going to claim it is by you doing it. So get into that place of innocence. And innocence is really just a nice way of saying move your ego out the way. And really expect the unexpected. And I know you're ready to hear this because I can't wait for you to come back and tell me all the great things that you're doing.
Ms. Blue, I would love, you know what I'm saying, talk to you because, like I said, I enjoy your shows as well as Brother Panning and Bobby Hemmett as well.
Yes.
And I love the teachings. And, you know, I mean, I'm in student mode, so, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I'm still taking notes and
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we all are. Beautiful. I love it because you're in a great place. So all you got to do, you got to do it. That's what I want you to do. Whatever your business is, do that. Do it. Don't worry about promoting. That's going to come afterwards. Then you'll have people saying, well, do you have a website? Do you have a business card? And do you have this? That's what they're going to ask you.
Hey, thank you for putting me on game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what they're going to ask. All of that is aftermath. You know the CD aftermath? That's the aftermath. You know, you don't want, that's the aftermath. You got to do it right now. That's how you're going to tap in. Nothing else is required. You have everything you need. So this is what Spirit is saying. Yes. Kundalini Lab Business Class coming. Kundalini Lab Business Class is coming. So this is just some of the things we're dropping there. So excellent question. Remember, air over thunder. Air over thunder. You got to move out of the thunder and get into the air. The air is where the innocence is. The air is where the wisdom rides. Wisdom rides in the air. So if you're in the thunder, you can't hear wisdom. So you got to move into the air. So powerful.
I'm going to go right to the air. I'm going to leave the thunder right in the air.
That's right. And then email me and let me know. Let us know how it goes. We want to come back and hear what you're doing.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the blue peace and blessings. You know what I'm saying?
And
keep
love to you. Yes, you too. You too. I'm going to be checking on you.
Hi, I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 305, I believe it is. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 305? Yes, 305?
Hey, how you doing, Isabel?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Caddy. I'm calling from Miami.
From Miami. Okay, greetings.
Yeah. I'm just getting into my studies recently. Mm-hmm. I called you a while back, and I was telling you that all this stuff is new to me. But my question to you is, when it comes to this research, you know, I just got into Gnosticism, and I was listening to some of the stuff Brother Panic was talking about.
Right.
And it's like, wow, it's a lot to learn, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, we've been here for a very long time, so we're here remembering. Beautiful.
I'm trying to keep up, but I was just wondering, how do you really know when you study enough throughout the day? Do you give yourself a couple hours in a day to study, or how do you really know?
That's a really good question. And I pulled the card for you in the Oracle deck, and I'm also going to throw my little coins here and see what comes up for you, too. Let's see what comes up. Okay, so how do you know when to study and how to study? Two things. There are some people who dedicate their studies to a particular hour, say a particular day, and you can do that. Because it's free to you if that's what you choose to do. Here's what I say. Study something that you enjoy, that caught your interest, because then you'll have enough energy to do what you want to do. But there really is no wrong or right way, because this is not sort of something that's binding you. So it's a little different. And right now where you're at, the energy that came up is about a fog veil. You know, it's kind of like waking up on the day. I don't know if you remember when maybe you were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Some people are saying that they can't hear me in the chat room. If you can't hear me in the chat room, then I want you to refresh. I want you to refresh. Refresh for me. Refresh. And if you guys want to email me for a reading, please make sure question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number blue, at gmail.com. Send your information there. If you guys, can you guys hear me? Refresh. Okay, refresh in the chat room. Thank you so much. Someone let me know that I could not be heard. So thank you. Thank you. Refresh. Okay, you guys should hear me in the chat room. But what I was saying is, like, early in the morning when you're getting ready to go to school, you know how sometimes it's real foggy outside?
Yeah.
And you can't see. So this is where you are. You're in the stage of new. And one of the things I want you to sort of erase from your mind, I understand you use that word new, but you're not new. You understand? You're not new. Know that you're not new. So you can begin to remove new from yourself at this time. You're just kind of in what I like to call the mystery. And that's a really good place because the mystery is about learning. The mystery, when you're in the mystery, you're truly learning. So you're at a time you're truly learning. Do those things that you enjoy studying about, whatever subject interests you, you know, wherever your heart goes. Like I told in the beginning, for me, it was everything to do with colors and emotions. I love that. So you find that that interests you and begin to study it from that position. And then if it's something that kind of make you go, you study that too. So whether it be a show, you know, that I do, Brother Bobby does, or Brother Panic, or any of the other guests, Wayne Chandler, you know, Queen Afua, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, anybody that comes on the platform, if it is something that interests you, study that. Just take some time to study. Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you said that because, like, a couple weeks ago when Brother Panic was talking about if you consider yourself as Sherlock Holmes, he was like, get some of these books. And you're saying
yeah.
Authors, and I tried to write down as many as I could. I wrote down like 15 on one sheet of paper. And
okay.
I went to Barnes & Noble and I started buying them up left to right. But I couldn't get half of them in the store, so I had to get them online and I started buying them still.
Well, here's a clue for you. I want you to get these books. I think it's good. I think we can never have too many books. But you want to kind of go to Amazon, and let's use our left hemisphere, okay, because books can be expensive. You can also buy used books, and you can go to Amazon.com, and some of those books you can get for $5, $2. Now, if you just want to get them from Barnes & Nobles and pay the $15, $20, $30, as you can see, it's a whole lot of books you'll be getting. So you might want to kind of adjust that a little bit and start buying some of those books and use your discernment there. And know that you're not going to read 15 books at all at one time. You're not going to read 15
yeah.
books. You understand what I'm saying? So this is not necessarily for you to just go out and buy every single book. Know that the information is there. So when something comes up, because see, what we deal in is real-time magic, real-time things. Study those things. You may be in a cycle of your life where you need to study those things about having confidence within yourself. Like, what are some of the things you need to release from yourself in order to put you in the position so you can do the things you want to do? And so some of these books that we give you, some of these tools that we tell you about will be those things that you can begin to study from that point of view. Looking at the ancient Kemites, looking at our ancestors coming out of ancient Egypt, studying a particular god or goddess energy may interest you. And then you get a book based on that. Your library is going to build itself as you continue to grow. But never forget this. Information alone does not cause transformation. Otherwise, you're just going to be a walk-in library. And somebody can ask you a question and you can repeat it. If you don't do the alchemy, if you do not do the alchemy, then nothing is going to change. You're just going to be a person that knows a whole lot of stuff. But you're still going to have the same mindset. You're still going to come with the same jacked up stuff you started with. You're going to still hate the people you started out hating. You're going to still want to do the same things that you've been doing. You're going to want to do all of those things. The goal is to know thyself. All of this work, and sometimes it can become confusing, that we're doing, we're looking constantly on the outside. But I'll share something with you that has been so helpful for me. I didn't study anything and still am a little reluctant to, unless it was something that I felt that I could apply to me. Doesn't mean I threw it away. As one brother told me, you just put that to the side. I follow that. Because ultimately, I'm doing all of this work so I can get to know me better. Different aspects of myself. That's what the readings are about. It's to learn different clues, get different things that you can begin to acquire so you can see different aspects of yourself. These things that we're studying has to do with the reflection of who you are. If you're studying for any other reason, then I'm here to tell you that you're not going to get the success you think you're going to get. So what happens as a result of it, you get what I call falsettas, you know, those false notes. So you think your third eye is opening. You think you're doing these things. You think all of these things are happening to you. And then one thing goes wrong and you go running in the corner crying like a little baby. And you can't pull yourself back together. You can't shake it. You can't do it. It won't happen for you. So that's why I use the term know your magic. Because ultimately, all of this is for you to get to know who you are. So you can do the work that you came to the planet to do. Not that I came to the planet to do. Not that this one came to the planet to do. Not that somebody else. Because if you're standing in someone else's light, you can never shine brighter than them. Never. And then you're cutting yourself short. You see what I mean? Because your light may be much, much greater than anything that I could ever imagine. Because I have my own work. And you have your own work. So this is not just about you running out getting as much as you want. I want you to take your time. Follow your heart in this. You see? This is how we talk about getting into these ancient mystery systems, and Brother Bobby Hemmett speaks about it in all the work that he does. The only way you can get in for real is going through your heart. Or some people may find out that they asked, think they in, and they really in the lobby. They never went past the damn lobby. Think they got in, but they sitting in the lobby. Everybody else is inside the big room enjoying themselves.
You said a lot to me, Miss Bo.
I wasn't just talking to you, baby. I was reminding myself from me, because ultimately at the end of the day, that's what we're all doing. You see? So this is a reminder from me. We're all here learning together. Nobody here. So I don't want you to say you're new at this and all of this. We are all learning. When we have finished our work, one thing I can tell you for real, when you've done your work, oh, you up out of here. You out of here.
Okay.
So everybody got work to do. We all learning right here together. And what a beautiful, beautiful question that you brought. You know, that you brought here today. This was a great reminder for myself, and I'm quite sure so many others. And so your I Ching card that came up for you is air over air. And air energy has a lot to do with what we would call the sky, the air, the authority, or heaven. So where is that heaven? Where is the authority over the air? That is your higher self. That's for you to get into air over air. For you to get in contact with your higher self. That's what you're trying to do with all the books, with all the readings, with everything you're doing. So keep reading and then keep applying it to your life in every way you see fit. And if you're studying something one day, let's say you're studying the Gnostics and something tell you to go study a tulip, start studying that tulip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So peace and love. Keep in touch. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I look forward to hearing from you, too. I got my appointment for August.
Oh, yay. I get to meet with you in August. That's going to be beautiful.
It will be. Yes, it will.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
Peace. All right. I think we got an international caller calling in because I see the name. What is this? Jonah Milton? Peace and greetings. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, that's me.
Yes, it's you. Who's you?
Melton, last name.
Yes, Melton. Uh-huh. Yes, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Oh, you're calling from Iowa.
Yes.
You're using Skype. Okay, well, greetings to you from Iowa. And you had a question?
My first time calling, and I appreciate you, all the shows you do, and I wanted to tell you that. And I would like to have a reading from you, if possible.
Okay, you sure can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. All right, let's see. What came up for you? Let's listen to this. Let's see. Pull a little I Chong. Okay, so here we go. I'm so excited about this deck, you guys. Here we go. Body talk came up for you. And whenever body talk comes up, this is about unconditional love for your whole self. And so what Spirit is saying, with the understanding of the power of love, you will have the courage to transform what is needed in your life at this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's about inner vibes, it's about healings, and it's also about cycles of growth. It really has a lot to do with that. And interesting enough, one of the things that I can tell you for yourself, and let me ask you this, do you have a situation right now that you're dealing with that you need to kind of make some decisions on? I see some decisions coming up for you. Not that you can think of?
Nothing I can think of right offhand.
Okay. Well, just keep that in mind for yourself. Just keep that in mind for your, because I see that. And really what came up, whenever body talk comes up, this is about you really tapping into that energy of your higher self as opposed to your mental mind when it comes up for body talk. That has a lot to do with it. And really for the I Ching, what came up was breath over water. You know, breath over water. And this is really about you sort of kind of rising above sort of some despaired energy or scattered energy. Because I feel like you got some scattered energy kind of scattered all over the place. How you will get yourself back into the place of healing and your inner vibes is really to listen to your body and not really listen to your mind. And a lot of times that has to do with decisions, but I see decisions for you. I also see luggage for you. Are you planning on doing some traveling, or did you just take a trip?
Yes, sometime like around in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to be moving.
Okay, because I see luggage, so I see that. And so keep these things in mind, because one of the things I can tell you, Milton, about Spirit is that there really isn't no time and space. And so sometimes I get real goofy with that because I see past, present, and future all in the same space. But I want you to hold on to these things, because this is really going to be the position where you get into, where listening to your body is going to be important to you. And that's just symbolic of listening to your higher self. You see? Listening to your higher self. I want you to begin to keep listening to your higher self in that. I see you moving. I see luggage. And I see things scattered. I see things scattered all over the place.
Okay.
So, yeah. So really, really just know that you can begin to bring them together and think about sort of breath over water.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate your reading.
Yes, and let us know how that move goes, because I see your luggage. So it's going to be good things opening up for you, and it is going to be like a breath of fresh air for you. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and
peace
love.
And love.
Thank you for calling in. All right, that's great. Love to see the luggage, because I know everybody. I know when you're moving, so I know that luggage. That's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Hello.
And where you're calling from. Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Kelly. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight. I didn't really have a particular question, I guess, whatever you saw for me.
Say it again now.
For me. Whatever you've seen useful for me, information, I don't even have a particular question, really.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's take a look, Kelly. Let's take a look. You know, Kelly, I love crystals, and I love crystals, I love jewelry, I love all of those things. I love those. And today is Gem Week on Shop NBC. Of course, Miss Blue would know it if you haven't heard some of my gem shows where I've taken people shopping. And I'm going to tell you one of my favorite where you can actually get. It's called a Mystic Diamond. It's like a mystic crystal. And that mystic crystal comes in what's called a Kelly Ann. It's a solitaire earrings. It's called Kelly Ann, and they come in all different colors. So I just had to put that out there. When I thought of you, I thought of those earrings, and I thought about how many sets I want to go back and get.
Okay.
So I just had to say that, Kelly. You just reminded me. I guess I'm going to use that as a sign for me to go buy those earrings.
Okay. That's great. I just actually bought some crystals not too long ago. A little rose quartz pen, and I don't know what this other one is. I looked up a couple of names. I couldn't remember, but I don't know what it is. So that's funny that you bring that up, too.
Okay.
I just got into that a little bit.
Well, beautiful, Kelly. Okay, let's talk about what energy came up for you. The energy that came up for you is the energy of Asar. And I just love the god Asar, which is also the Osiris energy. And he's all about sacred words, knowledge, and also because in ancient time he was known as the magician because of all the miracles and things he would do. And so whenever Asar comes up, this is when spirit is reminding you that spoken words are powerful. And so this is a time for you, Kelly, in your life to speak the language of wisdom and magic in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. This is that time. Now, let's kind of flip over and look at the I Ching and see what came up. Air over sea came up for you. Air over sea. And this is about really how you conduct yourself and treading carefully. You know,
okay.
How the air goes over the sea. And so what I want you to think about for yourself is I want you to begin to think about your sacred words and how you're using this language when you begin to talk to yourself, you know, and really treading carefully, choosing your words, those words of power, those words of magic, those words of knowledge for yourself. And really begin to bring that energy in with you. What I see when I get into your energy, I see the number 4. And incidentally, Asar is the number 31 in the deck. And 3 + 1 = 4. 4 energy is about foundation. And you're at a time right now where you're just trying to bring your foundation back stable for yourself. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, very much so.
Yes. So choose your words carefully. Feed yourself that wisdom that you need. Feed yourself that magic that you need. And this is going to work out okay for you. You're building a very strong foundation. So Trey,
I was wondering, like, I know if I'm starting over and I'm like, am I doing it right? And
yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm like, okay.
Yes, you're doing it so right. Tread carefully of that mind talk. You know, we call the player hater or, you
okay.
know, the player hater in our mind when your mind is second guessing you, telling you, Kelly, it's not going to work. You're not doing this. That's why I'm telling you, tread carefully. Choose your words. Choose your words of power, words of hika, you know, words of Heka, you know, as the ancient Kemetic words. Begin to write magical statements. I talk about that in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And say and affirm those magical statements to yourself. Because your foundation, and this is why Asar is coming up for you. Study the energy of the god Asar. Or you can study him in his Greek name, which is Osiris. Study that energy of Osiris. Particularly how he related to the land and how he related to the crops. And the magic that he began to perform.
Okay. Because like you, I've kind of been into my colors and noticing my colors, and I've been wearing like a lot of earthy browns and feathers and woods, and I don't know why I've been so drawn to that. Okay.
Yes, beautiful. Put your greens, put your browns and your blacks in there, because you're in the time that you're building your foundation. I see this very clear for yourself. So tread carefully when it comes to how you handle yourself. Because you're building your foundation. So your words are very sacred for you at this time. And it's time for you to be the magician, for you to know your magic and get into your knowledge. And everything's going to turn out fine for you. And you're going to see this. I don't care what the outside shows you. I'm going to say about 3 or 4 months. Then what you're going to see is you're going to see that all the work you put in, it's going to come to life for you in ways you couldn't imagine. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Make sure you come back and let us know how that goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Love, 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 Miss Blue. This is Kyla Miles, and I am surrounded by mystery.
Well, greetings, Kylie Mar. It's good to hear you on the line.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I was debating whether or not I was going to call in because I have this word mystery that's like in my head, and I feel like I'm surrounded by mystery, and I think I have an idea what it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
So help me, please.
Okay. All right. I will certainly do that. Let's see. We get to pick from the Know Your Magic. The Know Your Magic deck here. Let's take a look. Let's see. And then we're going to choose some, throw my little I Ching coins here, too. Let's see.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Let's take a look. What came up for you and your mystery at this time? It came up for you at this particular time. It has to do with standing your ground. Your ground. And so what Spirit is saying, that this energy is all about rising, it's also about small steps, and it's also about asking for help. And whenever this comes up, what Spirit is saying is that at this time, you're being tested. And so you need to begin to evaluate your actions and seek advice from a trusted friend, from somebody you trust. That you're being tested at this particular time. And this test in the mystery has a lot to do with intentions and directions.
Okay.
Now, I want to keep going a little bit further as this comes up, because this is a time for you to really be planted firmly on the ground. So this is about getting grounded. And the other thing that for the I Ching that came up for you was water over fire. So this has a lot to do with things that complications and also equilibrium. Whenever your equilibrium is off, what happens is you become out of balance. You get thrown off. So Spirit is saying, again, these two cards coming from two completely different systems, but the foundation, the core, is all the same. It has to do with you standing your ground. And standing your ground not in being firm in a stubborn kind of way, but standing your ground meaning that you are very grounded as to where you are at this particular moment. Because this is you coming into your rise. Whenever we're in the mystery, remember, we're learning. And so Spirit is saying this is the time that you're actually being tested. Tested on those intentions, tested on where you're truly going and what you're really learning. So really, really reaching out, asking for help, which is what you did here. This could be symbolic of it, or to someone else that you trust or that you care about. But because remember, it's a lot of things going on, but that equilibrium needs to be balanced, to be grounded. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. Love
it. I ask this, and when you also say grounded, is that also like, going outside in nature and putting my feet in the grass?
Yes. That is a physical way to get grounded. But remember, we're multidimensional people. And when Dr. Joy DeGruy was on the show on the remix, she talked about this. And this was something that stuck with me ever so much. And I believe that she got it from Dr. Naeem Akbar. But we're multidimensional people. And we need to do things in layers. So getting grounded by going outside and getting into the physical ground is a physical way to ground your body, because you have what we call current moving through your physical body. And just like sometimes you have a socket, and that socket, you overload that socket, you'll blow a fuse, the same way with our physical body. So standing in the ground, what happens is the ground will really take that current and pull that energy back into the earth. So that's a physical way to get grounded. Then you have the other two ways that you need to ground yourself. That's going to be spiritually. To get yourself grounded. So you'll have to get grounded in a spiritual way. And so how you can begin to get grounded in a spiritual way, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but let's get grounded in a mental way. It's through writing, a lot of writing, and not necessarily writing for anyone, but writing to yourself, writing things of your own reflection, something that you're going to rewrite about. So not doing writing from a creative aspect, but writing for yourself from an honest place. Even if you do free writing and just decide to write, you know, what you're thinking at that moment or what you're feeling, write that and then begin to go back and read that. So that's a way that you can become grounded in that. Spiritually, how you can become grounded. You know, take one of the gods or goddesses that you really have been close to working with. I know Kali is one of the ones that you've worked with. And take her with you into meditation when you're doing visualization exercises and begin to have that come, you know?
Okay. You know, Blue, I thought it had something to do with writing, but I wasn't very sure what the problem a creative perspective, like on a, you know, a level I've been doing, or it was more a reflection of me. So I'm glad you said that. But I also wanted to ask you about, like, I feel it's Goddess Shashet that's around me. And she has a lot of writing, too.
The Goddess Shashet.
Very reflective.
Yeah, the goddess Shashet is actually the goddess that is over what we would call the female scribes. So she had the priesthood over the scribes too, but she did it with the women. She was also married to the god Tahuti. She was also one of Tahuti's wife, as well as the goddess Maat, showing you the balance there. So the goddess Shashet, yes, is a great goddess to work with when you're writing. But recognize this. That the other thing that you have to do is also say no to temptation. This is the other thing when you're standing your ground. You're saying no to temptations. Those temptations that will pull you into places that will take your ego out of alignment, that will throw your equilibrium off, which that's another way of doing that. You have to begin to say no to those things. So water over fire. And we know what happens when we throw the water on top of the fire. So sometimes those things that spark us the most, We have to begin to look at, are we standing our ground? Are we coming from the most complete and equal place within ourselves and a higher place within ourselves when we're doing these things? What's the intention behind it?
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Well, definitely let me know how it goes. The mystery is a great place to be, a great, great place to be. Yes, I love being in the mystery. I am in the mystery as we speak. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, Kalimar, always good to hear from you, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Perrin from Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right, greetings. Greetings, Perrin from North Carolina. What's your question for us today?
Greetings, Ms. Lewis Crack. Actually, first and foremost, I wanted to give a shout-out to my woman. I haven't talked to her in a while. She listens to your show quite often, and I wanted to thank her for all that she's done for me and her support and her her encouragement and inspiration.
Beautiful.
And my question is, I'm in a place now where I have a project that I'm doing, working on, and I'm anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm running out of time, but at the same time, I know I'm not, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lot of studying, like different, like I'm studying my art, and then I'm studying for my project, then I'm doing other work. So I guess my question is, where do I go from here?
Okay. All right, let's take a look. All right, so here we go. The first card that comes up for you is actually Baby Blue. And let's see what that has to say in the deck to talk about where you are at this time and where do you go. Whenever this energy comes up or whenever Baby Blue chooses to be your ally, what she does is she brings sort of deep, meaningful messages. And she reminds you that the only thing that is real is love. And so love's creative powers can actually begin to be sparked. And it can be sparked. Conscious actions of compassion. So this is about positive expectations, it's about innocence, and it's about trust. And so where you are, because you're doing all the work that you need to do at this time to get you to the next level. So what Spirit is saying is that it's time for you to have some positive expectation, and you have to begin to start trusting where you are at this particular time. You know, trust where you are, know where it is, and also at the same time have that spirit of Baby Blue. Be innocent, you know, don't sort of be like a know-it-all, but also just be in that place that you're open to receive the message of what's coming up. And so the other thing that comes up for you in the I Ching, what Spirit is saying, is thunder over water. Okay. Thunder over water. And this is all about release. Because what's happening right now is you're bringing all these new things in, but you got a lot of stuff you're holding on to. And that's building thunder within you. And so this is the energy of, like you said, you feel like you're running out of time. You know, you feel like you're not going to have enough time to do what you need to do. And, you know, you're not in the right place. And it really brings about unsettling energy. So it's time for you to release the thunder. You know, and really those things that you have to begin to conquer, recognize that they're not things outside of yourself. They are things within. So you have to conquer the thunder within yourself. Water is connected to your emotions because that's the one thing that will throw you off your path. So recognize thunder over water.
Okay.
All right. Did that help?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you. Peace and love, as always.
Peace and love.
All right. You're welcome. 12 minutes to go in the forum. Can you guys believe this? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Don't forget, you can always reach out to me if you want to get a reading, whether you want to get a baby reading for your baby, if you want to get a glowing lotus reading for older kids up 9 and up, you can email me. Also know that you also know that if you want to get a sacred session, get an Akashic Record reading, or find out about the readings I do the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, you can always email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. You can also download the Know Your Magic audio workbook, all the directions and everything you need to do. Hundreds, if not thousands, have downloaded it from all over the world, and positive feedback from everything there. Guaranteed, if you do the work, you will see the results. And just go to www.msblueblast.com. So missblueblast.com, and all the information is there about the workbook. All right, you guys, for the rest of you who will be joining us in the after hours, because I still see so many people on the phone line that have questions, I'm going to try to get to all of you, but you guys know, if I don't, email me question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I always take your questions. Give me a little bit to answer, because I get questions from all over the world, but I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you. That's an honor for me. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 832.
Peace, Ms. Blue.
Peace, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Talik calling in from Houston.
Okay, greetings to you.
How's everything?
Everything is wonderful. You got a question for us? We got about 9 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm just dealing with a lot of different energies. I'm dealing with the ultimate sorceress. Been doing good, though. Just any tools, and I guess you can read that deck, and any helpful tips, things, because
I sure will.
Everything.
Okay, let's take a look and see what spirit has to say. What energy came up for you was the crown chakra, and this has a lot to do with your thoughts, spiritual movement, and receiving. And whenever this energy comes up, what spirit is saying is that it's time for you to meditate in order to be open to higher consciousness, and that the manifestation of thought is required for spiritual advancement. You're in a time right now where you are going to have to get in that place of sort of stillness, to be still, to listen to your higher self, to get into that place so you can begin to see where you're going. Now, I did shake my little I Ching coins, and what came up for you with the I Ching coin has a lot to do with mountain over water. And this has a lot to do with inexperience. It has a lot to do with immaturity, and it has a lot to do with sort of illusion. I want you to think about that and think about the situation that you're in right now, and think about sort of the mountain, and think about mountain over water, which stands for the foundation on top of the emotions and how you're handling the situation of what it is. Incidentally, I see luggage with you. Are you moving? Are you traveling? What you doing?
In the process of moving.
Okay. Because I see
it's a very dynamic situation because.
Oh, yes. I see
very
it.
Very dynamic.
Yes. Very dynamic. But I can also tell you this, that really knowledge is required for you. And to really make sure that you hold on to your emotions right now. Because it's going to be important that you connect with your higher self. This situation, even though from the outside, it has a very unique dynamic in it, it can go either way. Even though it seems like things are set in stone, no, they're not.
That's a lot of clarity.
They're not set in stone. They're not set in stone, but one of the things that you're going to have to begin to do is recognize some of the areas in your life that you're not experienced and that you are still a little immature. And we all have that, you know? So as the brothers would say, it's time for you to get your grown man on.
Oh, wow. Indeed. Yeah, it's just a confirmation because talking to my higher self, he just said the same thing. It's kind of like the ancestors are just looking at me like with they bottom lip up like like I told, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. So know that nothing does a person greater than to be able to hear you speak the words of truth and be able to come to a realization. And so there's people around you that love and care for you more than you think, that would really love to receive these words from you. That you can speak where you really are with this. It's not about being perfect, you know. It's not about even being a know-it-all. It's not even about trying to stand as strong as a mountain. Because even mountains have rivers that run down them, which is your emotions. And so none of us is above that. None of us is above sometimes being what we would like to call ignorant in our lives sometimes, or even being immature, because we all go through those phases. But it's not about the fall. It's about the comeback. Remember that. It's about the comeback. How do you come back? That's where you're going to get the wisdom from the situation, and that's ultimately where you gain your power back. Is how do you come back from this? If you decide to wish it all off and say it had nothing to do with you and it wasn't your fault and you didn't do anything, then you get to do that too. But think about the comeback.
Okay. You know? One more question. I'm right to make it real quick. My grandmother just made a transition. Are you seeing anything?
One of the things I can tell you this, your grandmother who recently made the transition, let me ask you a question.
Does she need my help? That's what I really want to say.
No, I don't see that she needs your help, but one of the things that I see that she's telling you is that it's time for you to be strong.
Indeed.
It's time for you to be strong, definitely. But let me ask you this. Did your grandmother have gray hair? Did she have, like, a lot of gray hair?
Incidentally, whenever she made the transition, she just grew a full set of, right before she made the transition, instantly she just grew a full set of silver hair.
Yes, silver. And that's a better word. Yes. So she's definitely around you. She's around you because I see a woman with a whole head full of, like you said, silver hair, beautiful silver hair. And she really is saying that this is the time for you. You're in survival mode. And this is the time for you to gather your strength and to begin to do your work. So you can definitely call on her. She's there to support you. But again, I tell you, this situation is not written in stone. Only if you write it in stone. So know that. Yeah. Know that.
Okay. Just
right.
Confirming my alchemy. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to hear
the truth, y'all.
So,
got my throat all shaky and stuff.
Aww.
But yeah.
Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love, and let me know how it goes. Come back and let us know, because this is a beautiful time for you. A beautiful time. So peace and love.
Peace and light.
All right. Okay, you guys, we have about 3 minutes and, well, 2 minutes and 57 seconds left to go. Again, I want to give a big shout out to all the Remix family that's down in the ATL, holding it down, supporting Brother Panic and the lecture that's going on there tonight. And also just a big shout out to each and every one of you for making this divine appointment with me here tonight. What I'm going to do, you guys, is I'm actually going to get ready. I'm going to go... Oh, it's so many people on the line. I think I better go. I better not go into, I better go into the after hours. Okay, we're going to do some after hours here, but I want to give some shout-outs. Shout-outs to Brother Panic. You guys know the Panic Pack. You can reach him as well, and you can reach him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. So reach out to Brother Panic. I want to give a big shout-out to Sister Rain, Goddess Rainwater, that makes those amazing dream amps and all of those other things for your magical needs, cleaning your house, spiritually cleaning your house, candles, any of those things. To begin to do that, Goddess Rainwater has them, from crystals that you can have and jewelry and things that you can begin to work with. I want you to do that. And also want to give a big shout out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. Anything that you can think about spiritually in the occult, I want you to definitely do that. You can email Brother Bobby Hemmett, not email him, call him. It's even better. Call him, 678-358-1055. Let him know Miss Blue sent you. And anything you can think of, you can also contact myself. And you know how you can do that. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Also, I want to let you guys know I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter. I love to tweet. If you have the Remix app, know that you can even get the Remix app for Android phone. It's still coming for iPhone. I'm still working on that. But know that you can tweet with me over there on Twitter. A lot of you already do that, and I love it. I'm still learning Twitter, so I have a bit of a learning curve. So the more of you guys that tweet me and tweet messages to me, the more I'm learning. I'd love to hear from you. So hit me up on Twitter, Blue, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. You can do that as well. Yeah. Oh, somebody said one day I'm going to get on the phone lines to talk to Miss Blue. Yes, you guys, definitely stay on the phone lines. Yeah, stay on the phone lines if you are. 23 seconds. Want to say much love, warm spirit out there. Peace and love to all of you guys. And thank each one of you for knowing your magic and doing your work, doing your magic. Don't forget to begin to plant these seeds, the seeds of life, as we begin to continue to move forward for transformation. We're going to keep going. If we can keep going, we'll see. Oh, it looks like we're still here, fam. So we're going to keep going. I'm going to pull some more cards, some more from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. It's so good to be in the house with you guys tonight. If you like it, I want you to like it. If you love it, love it. Don't forget to download, download, download. Download. I got to see you one more time. Download. All right, let's go to the next caller calling in. Let me see where I left off. Next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Janice.
Who is it?
Jalise.
Jalise. Okay, greetings to you, Jalise. You have a question?
I just want to see what you see for me.
Okay, let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Anything in particular that you have going on? And where are you calling from, Jalise?
Janice. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Janice. Okay, Janice. Yeah. From Cleveland, Ohio. A lot of good things come out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Jalise, Janice, Jalise, you're making me mess up your name. You said, Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look here. Okay, the energy that came up for you was the energy of Heru.
Okay.
The energy of Heru. And let's take a look. And that's from the Know Your Magic audio deck. And let's see exactly what that energy is about. That's the card 33 in the deck. Now, whenever Heru comes up, what really is going on? This just reminds you that obstacles and challenges are a part of the hero's journey. And now it's time for you to exercise your patience and your wisdom. So this is about ascending. It's about heroes, energy, and it's about power. And one of the things that I love about power is that power doesn't move.
Okay.
You know, power doesn't move. Power really just stands firm where it is, not in the mental sense of firmness, but really recognizing where that power is. And also for the I Ching, what came up for you was earth over air. And earth over air has a lot to do with nurturing energy. It's about being at peace. And incidentally, when I think about earth over air, I think about sort of when Heru was a baby and the goddess Aset was nursing him. That's the place of pure peace. And so what spirit is saying for you at this time in your life, that this is the time that you recognize some of these challenges, some of these obstacles that you're going through, is really just a part of the hero's journey, and that you will be getting back to that place of pure peace very soon. Did that help?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I'm working some things, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure, like, if I'm really on the right path or not.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're definitely on the right path of where you are at this particular time. Now, the reason that you're having sort of some of these things come up that is really making you question that, that's the challenge. Those are the obstacles. But really, okay. It's about you beginning to honor those things and staying grounded where you are. Honor what's going on with you. I see that you're going to be dealing with some legal things. Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So here's what you can do. I want you to get an orange candle because the color orange has a lot to do with success. It has a lot to do with things in legal situations. So I want you to begin to write down the outcome of what has to do with this legal situation. And I want you to begin to write down how you see this situation coming out. And then I want you to light that orange candle. Keep that orange candle lit, and I want you to write. Once you write that letter, we talked about earlier that we're in the time where the sun here for us is becoming dominant. Tape that to your window facing in and allow the sun to shine on that. As the sun rises, then all of those intentions you put in there is going to grow. I also see that you need. There's going to be a lady that you meet within the next, I hate to say this, but I'm going to give it how spirit is giving it to me, within the next 3 to 4 days that is going to know more information about what you need to do to prepare for this situation, and it's really going to help you turn it around in your favor.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely make sure you contact me and let me know when that happens. But I see a woman that you're meeting. I wish I could get a name for you. I'm going to be reluctant to say the name, but it sounds like her name is Lola, Lauren. Starts with the L. Starts with the L. Starts with the L. So something Layla. Something LaDonna, LaRana, something L that's going to help you with this legal situation.
Okay.
All right. Did that help?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So come back and let us know how that goes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 754. Calling in 754? 754, you're live in the remix. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 507. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings, 507.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Brittany McKean. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, we can't hear you. Are you in the bathroom?
I just ran into the bathroom.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
We can't. Can you come a little closer to us?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Who's on the line, please?
Well,
My name is Jean. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I didn't think I would ever get through. Oh, my God, this is so great. Well, I just wanted to ask a question. Things have been really up and down for me for about 4 years, 5 years maybe. Do you see things that way many times? So, oh, my God, I got through. I can't believe it.
Okay. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Ohio is definitely in the house tonight. I see that. Oh, Ohio is in the house. Okay. So, things up and down for you over the last, you said, the last couple of years?
Maybe longer.
Yeah, okay. One of the things that I see coming up has to do with finance. Is this what we're talking about?
That too.
Okay, and relationships, of course.
Well, kind of. Not so much.
No? Okay, so tell me what we're talking about.
Well, mainly because, I've been in a relationship for 12 years off and on, you know, and we're still going, so... But it's just mainly, really, my business. I'm wondering if I'm going to ever really get that going. And, you know, I've been moving around a lot from state to state to state.
Okay. You know, tell me this. Because the main thing with the business has to do with the finances, correct? Because I said that and you said not really. So... let me know where we are so I can make sure that I'm in tune with it, because I'm getting that it has to do with finances, even though it's in the business, but it has to do with the finances in the business, correct?
Well, it's kind of complicated because it's like there are some issues with, you know, there's been a death, and then there's property issues, and there's a possibility that things will work out in our favor for me and my son. And that may be the finance issue that's coming up.
Well, I guess maybe I'll say it in plain terms, money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Money and relationships, because this has to do with the relationship connecting you and your son to this business, correct?
Well, the business is kind of something that I've always worked on since the late 90s.
Right.
And it kind of I had another business going, which was supposed to facilitate the business, my own business, but it didn't work out that way.
Right.
That didn't work out. So that's the business part, because I'm still wanting to get that going. But the finance end, as far as the way things are going, as far as any money at this particular time, that's the only possibility of any finance actually really coming my way.
Right.
Because I haven't worked in a while. So.
Right. Okay. Okay. So this is the part where you say, yes, Miss Blue, you're right.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. You can just relax. It's okay. We're going to do this really, really quick. A couple of things that comes up for you as far as the situation with the business and, let's talk about the money issue first. As far as that going up, because you have some legal situations too, like the other caller, and incidentally, you guys are both calling from Ohio, it has to do with this particular legal issue, and it has to do with the money and the finances. Two things. That's going to be a very long process. I don't know if you've been told that, but this is going to be a while. Do not bank on this to come through soon. Will it come through? Yes. It's going to be much better than you expect in your favor, but it is going to require you to have some strength and survival skills. You're going to have to fight. This is really a fight, but not the kind of physical fight that you're thinking about.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
this has to do energetically for you to fight. Now, here's a goddess I want you to work with, because the goddess that came up is the goddess Sekhmet.
Okay. Yes.
Sekhmet, I want you to begin to work with that particular energy. Now, like I said, that situation, I see that situation coming to your favor, but it's going to be a while before it does. As far as the business is concerned, what is really hindering this at this particular time is that you're not clear on what you're doing.
Right.
It's kind of like you're all over the place, and I see that. And the energy for the I Ching is about breath over air. And this has a lot to do with small, nurturing small things, and it has to do with clouds. You know the expression when we say your heads are in the clouds?
Right, right. Yeah, I do.
That's where you are with the business. So I need you to come out of the cloud, and I need you to begin to just take one part of it and begin to nurture that. And then you're going to see the business grow because you have all the skills you need, everything that you need. You have enough right now that you can begin to make this work and be very successful at working it. Two things. At the moment, I need you to be alone sort of with your thoughts because this is going to help you to reflect on those things. Know that you're being supported. Know that nature is going to be your best friend, so going outside, getting in touch with nature, going for walks, maybe just looking at the sky, you know, looking at the grass, the trees, plant some flowers. This is going to be the best therapy for you. Don't keep... Yes?
Miss Blue, that is exactly what I've been doing. I've been walking to the park with my dog, and we'd be there for at least an hour or two.
Yes.
But we've been doing it every day. And I've been trying to get in touch with my my magic, but my finances are not good, so
you don't need. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I said in the beginning, finances. You don't need money. Right now, what's happening is your head is in the clouds, so you can't see the picture clear. You don't need money. You have the things that you need. You have them now. So it is about you shifting your thoughts to shift within. And going from that place, like I said, don't worry about any of that stuff. The situation, that legal situation, that's going to be a long process.
Okay.
It's going to work in your favor, but it's going to be a while. It is. And so you're going to need to have the strength and you're going to need to be grounded so that you can see this situation come to pass. Okay, and so this is about you. I want you to start spending 15 minutes a day organizing the things in your business that you already have, not that you need, not that you want, not that you're dreaming about, that you have now,
that you can do
right now, because there's about five things you can do right now, and it doesn't require you to buy anything.
But Ms. Blue, I have another. Because the business that my dream business that I have I got a copyright on, but it takes a lot to do what I need to do. So I have this other little business I've been making, what I call barefoot sandals, because it's easier and it's portable and I can move around with it. That's another business that I did some years ago. I was just playing around with it, but then I got. Start moving around, I start tapping and something just hit me and says, start making sandals. And I start making them and people, they just fell in love with it. So it's like that has been the thing that has made me a little extra money since I haven't been working this past year.
So you need to do that. You need to do that. And here's the thing. You even have still one of the sandals that you can show people so that they can get it. So what's happening now is, again, I'll say to you, and I know you hear this with love, get out the clouds. You got to come out the clouds.
Definitely.
Get grounded. Really get your strength on and begin to work and do the things that you need to do. And you're going to be able to do it. You have enough right now that you can nurture these small things that will turn into very big things.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Email me. I would love to see the sandals. I would love to see what you're working on.
I actually have it on Facebook.
Okay.
On my Facebook under Jean Pope. And I just have a few of them. But you know when you have something that you love to do, you can sit down and you can make, and you
That's right.
Make so much. I made so many of these things, but I've also sold a lot of them. But I have so much more that I need to post.
Oh, yes, and you do, and you will. So that's what I'm telling you. Start with the small, nurturing the small.
Yes.
Tag me in it. Send me a note on Facebook. I'd love to see it. Tag me in it. But I need you to begin to. You try to what?
I tried to hook up with you on Facebook, but I never did get a reply.
Probably because I have too many friends, and I get, like, so many emails a day. I get, like, maybe 60, 70 a day. So email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. But hear me. Take these words with you, okay? I want you to do some work with the Goddess Sekhmet. I want you to do that. I want you to also begin, like I told the other sister that was on the line for her legal issues, work with the orange candle, which the colors orange, yellow, and red are the colors of the fire of sun. And I want you to go back and listen to that portion, what I told her, because you can also use that as well, too. Know that that's going to be a long situation. You've got to get yourself out of the clouds, get grounded, so you can have enough energy to see this through. And you will. And start nurturing those small things when it comes to your business, and it will grow very large for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love, and get in touch and let us know.
And peace and love to you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 714. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. My name is Edric. I'm calling from California.
Okay, greetings, Edric from California.
Yeah, I'm looking for a reading tonight, if it's possible.
Yes, it is. What do you have going on?
Well, there's been a lot of stuff going on just lately in my life. Like, there's a little bit of change going on with me,
mm-hmm.
and personal, and just a lot of personal changes going on.
Okay.
With that being. So.
Okay. Okay. Personal changes. And the only reason I ask is because, you know, these are really mini readings that I give. You guys know you can always contact me for a full reading. So sometimes, you know, I can go in, but, you know, just depending on where you guys are with your thoughts and how guarded you
right.
are, because we are on the air, if you tell me, then we can move in a lot faster.
I understand. Okay,
so let's take a look. Let's take a look and see what's going on. Hmm. Okay, all right. So the energy that came up for you in the Know Your Magic audio workbook is the energy of the god Tahuti. Aha. And let's take a look at the god Tahuti. Tahuti, really, whenever this comes up, what really is being said at this time is that you need to take a seat of the student. You need to take the seat of the student at this time. Research is going to be key for you. So Tahuti is all about perception and all about the keys of life. And so at this particular time in your life, even though you've acquired a lot of things and you know a lot of things, really recognize you're the student here. So your research is how you're going to bring these things and come back on top again. This is how, because I feel like right now when I'm talking to you, I feel like somebody kicked me in the stomach. You know how you get a low blow? Boof.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that sound about right? Like you got a low blow, like somebody just.
Yeah, it's relationship somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel a low blow here. I feel like you got hit with a low blow. And so this is really about you taking the seat of the student. One of the things to remember is that all of our relationships teach us something.
Mm-hmm.
They teach us something. And whether or not this relationship brings itself back together or the relationship just completely goes a completely different way, relationships are here to teach us something. So your perception here, I want you to think about the student, because it was a lot of things, keys for you in life in this relationship. And it had a lot to do with perception, to think about it. and to begin to review it from that perspective. Now, the energy that came up for you is earth over breath. Earth over breath in the I Ching. And this has a lot to do with ascending and advancement. You moving yourself forward. So it's kind of like the song, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. It will.
Yeah.
It'll come out. It's tough. You know, it's tough.
Right.
And really, it's going to be somewhat of a challenge for you. And one of the big challenges, why you're going to feel this challenge, is because you really never really expressed a lot of things that maybe you thought you should have, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, wow, you're right on about that. You're very right on about that, yeah.
Yeah, but don't beat yourself up for the couldas, for the shouldas, and the wouldas. Don't do it.
I was just telling myself that, you know, that's something I have to get past.
Yes. Don't beat yourself up for that because you held on to this, but take that as a lesson for you and the student, you know.
I definitely will.
Take it as that because your keys of life are being handed to you right now. And I really, even though I see that this relationship, I see somebody else sort of standing off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to tell you, Miss Blue, it's a relationship that I have to say is from my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, when I was married to her, as a man, I wasn't ready as a man in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since, you know, and we've been friends, you know, we've been friends ever since then, even though we were divorced and everything. But we maintain a friendship, and, you know, we're good friends, and I still care about her. But, you know, I have changed. I have realized, I have grown from that person, you know, that I was. And, you know, it's like I always had this feeling because if when my change came, if, you know, that I can, you know, possibly get my wife, you know, my, you know, her back and everything. But you're right. It didn't happen. She has somebody else in her life. And,
I do see someone else. I do see someone else there standing over to the left. And thank you for your honesty. One of the things I want you to know, because a part of you left yourself in that relationship. So the relationship is really, it's important. But what's more important is that you built that to move yourself forward. You used that to move yourself forward. And so there's a part of you that feels that there's nobody else right for you.
Exactly. That's you right.
Yeah. Let me be the first to say that's so not true.
Thank you.
That is so not true.
right.
Okay. That is not true. And it doesn't mean you have to stop loving her or she stops loving you because someone else has come into their life. This is just an opportunity, like I said, for you to have earth being grounded over breath. You know, not breath as we think about it in the traditional sense, but really earth over breath. You know, this is about you ascending. It's about you moving to the next level. I know it was a low blow to you. Immediately when you came on the line, I felt like somebody kicked me in my stomach. That's why I said you just got dealt with a low blow. Like, it just blew you away, you know, because you wasn't expressing those things. And this is what the energy of Tahuti reminds you of. You're in the position of the student, but you have the keys. So many valuable lessons can come because I'll tell you, you're actually going to get an opportunity to do this again. You're going to get an opportunity to be with someone that you hold very sacred and dear to your heart. And so now this is a reminder to not hold back and a reminder for all of us. If we love someone and things that we're thinking, you know, really begin to express them because you don't know whether it is sort of the relationship changing or people moving on or even them transcending, you don't
right.
know if you're going to get the opportunity to say what you need to say to them. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, thank you. I'm as good as you. So we're going to be good together. We're going to be good to go tonight. You know, so it is about expressing that. You know, that's why I used to end the show sometime. Love somebody now. You know, don't love them 6 months from now. You know, you got a chance to do this. But here's one of the things. I want you to say this to me, you know. Okay, and here's an affirmation I want you to say. I want to heal.
I want to heal.
It is essential for me to feel.
It is essential for me to feel.
I am safe in my heart.
I am safe in my heart.
Feeling relaxed.
Feeling relaxed.
Yes. That's an affirmation to really just release that tension because this is the healing part for you. So you got
yes.
the low blow. So now you're in the healing. And I know that
right.
you want to heal from this. So you can move on because you're an amazing brother and you have so much love to give. But I don't
Thank
want you to sit around and with the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Don't do it.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Yes,
don't
exactly.
do it. Release that from yourself. Know that it is safe for you to feel. So all of these things that you're feeling, it's safe for you to feel them. Don't block them
right.
either, because that's what happens when we got a good boy gone bad. We don't want we don't want you to be a bad boy.
Right, exactly.
We want you to be a good boy to stay good, you know, a good guy
exactly.
to stay good. So
exactly.
I want you to begin to remember that and know that you're safe in your heart. Your heart is the place that you can be the safest and just feel relaxed with it. Know that it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to release these things. You're safe to do it, you know? It's kind of like doing that. But I want you to study the energy of Tehuti, the god Tehuti.
I definitely will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome, and email me because I want to know how it turns out. But, I so see you in moving yourself into another relationship as soon as you begin to balance these out, and then you'll get an opportunity to really just express that love in ways you never thought imagined. So beautiful. Peace and love.
Before you go, to study Tehuti, what should I do in studying that energy?
Good question. What you can do, you're going to look him up, the god Tehuti, or you may see his Greek name, which is the god Thor. And study the mythology behind it, because this is how. One of the things that Elder Haru, which is a Kemetic scribe of over 20-plus years, and he's been on the remix quite a few times, and that's who I consult with when it comes to a lot of the Kemetics.
Okay.
It's studying the myths. Is where you're going to get the real insight of the reflection of the god or the goddess energy. So studying the god Tehuti is how you're going to begin. Just give him some energy. You may even see a picture of him before you go to rest at night. I believe Brother Bobby Hemmett has the picture packet. You can get that too. I think he's in there. But take a picture. Focus on the picture before you go to sleep and ask him to show you, because he deals a lot with wisdom. You know, he's the god over the scribes, over all of the scribes who recorded the history and things that are going on. And so this is a good time for you to get into a lot of your journaling and writing. So just read his story, read his myth, you know, study the book of Tehuti, because there's so much in there. You're going to see so much of that being connected with your life. Yes.
Okay. Definitely will. Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love.
To you.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Ann, and I'm calling in from West Palm, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Ann.
All right. I was wondering if you could do a little mini reading on me.
I sure can. Let's take a look. Anything in particular you want to talk about tonight, Ann?
Yeah, I'm making a couple of changes in my life regarding my health, so I was wondering if you could talk to me a little bit about that and what spirits are saying about that.
Okay, yep, I surely will. Da 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 da. I'm just I'm so hyped, and I don't know what I'm going to do after these 26 minutes. I got so much energy floating through my body. Maybe I'll go run around the block or something.
Sometimes I get energy just like in the middle of the night, and I want to do stuff like that, but I never do it. Like 100 push-ups or like even running sometimes.
Well, I don't know about all that, Ann. I don't know about no 100 push-ups. But I hear you. I hear you, Ann. I don't know if I'm a trooper like that. Okay, here we go. And we're talking about your health tonight, so let me take a look. I'm going to do a really quick body scan on you, Ann, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Let me do a quick body scan on you, Ann. Okay. All right. So here's what came up for you. Get a new story. You're in a perfect place for what you want to do, changing those things when it comes to your health, getting a new story. Getting a new story, and this is from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. This is about you understanding the process of building foundations. It's about actions. It's about thoughts. It's about cause and effect, which is perfect. Because, Anne, one of the things that Spirit is showing me clear is that you've tried to do this before, but you kind of failed at it.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is because of the foundation that you're building right now, because right now I see you around a whole lot of health conscious people, and that may not be good for everybody, but for you and the environment you're in and the things that you're doing, this is helping you to build the foundation that it's going to give you the energy you need to take the actions so that you can get the results. Because what kind of deterred you? Because here's what I see for you. Even though you're focusing on your weight, correct?
Yes.
What Spirit is saying that you're doing this for health, okay? Make that a part of your foundation. Not weight, health. And so the particular things that I want you to begin to pay attention to is your upper body. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
Your upper body. I want you to pay attention to your upper body. When I get into your energy, when I scan your body, I feel my chest being tight, very tight.
Yeah, that's funny you say that because I'm in massage school, and every time they massage my pecs, it's painful, and there's tons of knots up there.
Yes. Here's what I want you to also do. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. And coupled by all the other psycho, sexy, cool things that I do is how I can do this. So one of the things that I'll tell you that I pick up spiritually is focus on your chest. I wouldn't necessarily get out there and do a whole bunch of exercises and do that. More of yours is going to come from a foundational point. It's about layers. So it's about you changing your diet. It's about eating those things that support those things of our heart that really helped you cutting back on those things of fatty foods and doing this. You can actually email me and I'll send you like a list of some things you can begin to do. But I also want you to listen to your body because what your body is telling you with that tightness up there, a recommendation is for you to see whoever your holistic practitioner is, doctor is, or your medical doctor, because I'm not completely against them, just to have those areas checked out for yourself. But I want you to think about this. Okay, because everything that happens to us, and when I do a lot of the medical intuitive work that I do, I connect them back to emotions. And this is about you having heartaches, pain in your heart through love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so you're in a perfect time. I can't tell you how much this is so perfect for you because you're in the energy that you're walking into getting a new story for yourself. And this is about cause and effect. It's about thoughts and it's about your actions. And you're working very hard on changing your thoughts. And this is helping you to make these right actions and these steps that you're coming across. But it's also about you building a very good foundation from yourself. So begin to think about that in layers. First, think about it in diet. I want you to do those things that support those things of the heart. You know, maybe add a little bit of cayenne pepper. You know, that helps with the circulation. I see things slowing themselves down when it gets up into this particular area of your chest and your heart. I see things slowing down. I see your heart aching, you see. I see a person around you that makes you sad sometimes, and that sometimes they make you extremely happy. So I see this fluctuation of things going up and coming drastically down very quickly. Does that make sense? Who is this person?
I'm actually not sure who that is.
This is someone that may have been in your life, and maybe they're not there anymore, but this caused a lot of the heartaches. And I also see this person. I also see this person had a problem with things of drinking and drugs.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm speaking about?
I think I know who it is, but I'm not like 100% sure. Is he like kind of around me right now? Like
this is a person that's in your life. And you would know because this person has given you heartaches.
When I knew the person, they weren't really, like, into drinking and alcohol. So maybe that was something they did, like, after I hung out with them. But I couldn't really think of the person who I'm thinking. They didn't do drugs when I knew them. So they might be doing that now. But I really don't know at this point. I haven't maintained contact with this person, so.
And has the contact that you haven't maintained just been over the last 4 to 5 months?
I haven't spoken to this person. Well, we were like Facebook friends, but I didn't really like talk to him. I haven't seen him in maybe like 2 or 3 years.
When was the last time you spoke to this person?
Maybe like you said, 4 to 5 months, but it was just like I poked them on Facebook. I didn't really like say anything.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Okay. And I want you to hear me, because the times that you did speak to this person, there was a lot of heartaches.
Yeah.
I see this person bringing a lot of heartaches, and this heartaches is now as a result of this pain in your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want you to just hear that very clear. Build some good foundations of those things that you want to begin to do with those foundational things, you know, that you're doing. Start with your diet, you know, start with sort of kind of doing things to really kind of alleviate sort of some of the heaviness on your chest, and do that emotionally, and also begin to work with that energy also on a physical level. And slowly begin to digress yourself into this situation, or move yourself, I should say, out of that digressing, that situation, and moving yourself forward. But not anything really, really drastic. But
okay.
Yeah. But you're moving.
I have a quick question about that person. Like, I liked them a long time ago, and I figured I was over it, and, like, I've done things where I've, like, written a letter to him and, like, kind of burned it up, and I haven't really thought about him too much, but then when I do think about him, or when I hear of him, like, I start liking him again. I mean, is there a chance, like, a possibility that something could come out of that, or should I just move on?
I will tell you this at this particular time, because you do get to decide and on what you're doing. Here's one of the things I want to tell you. The person that I see around you, I see them causing you heartaches, which is now causing you pain in your chest.
Okay.
A lot of ups and a lot of downs. And it's not that we don't go through ups and downs in regular relationships, but this relationship really has a lot to do with abuse. Not on the physical level, but on a verbal level. Could you agree with that?
I'm not quite sure. we're talking about the same person, but I'll go back and listen, and maybe I'll figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we think about verbal abuse, it's not someone always calling you names, but
uh-huh.
verbal abuse is a lot of times somebody constantly pushing you away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like maybe like leading you on or something.
Yeah, well, that has a lot to do with a lot of the illusion that was in the relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
So ultimately, you get to decide. I mean, you know, I want you to just think about the pain in your chest, the physical pain. And I want you to think about your heartache because those two are connected with each other. Build good foundations. You're in a great place. You're doing great steps when it comes to you really getting yourself back into the place of balance. And even though you will begin to lose weight, because a lot of the weight has a lot to do with you waiting. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for that heart to stop aching. So this is where you're carrying a lot of the weight and why it's in your chest area, because you're waiting.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes.
All right, will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, peace. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from the same area code, area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. You're speaking with Miss Blue. This is Seeds of Life.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Mikael. I'm actually calling from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings from Atlanta. What's your name again?
EK
from Atlanta. What's good, EK?
Not much. I have one question about my career. I'm just finishing school, and I have a question about like what area of study I particularly want to go in from, where I'm at now.
Okay. You said you're just finishing school and you're trying to see what area you want to go in. Because we have 14 minutes, this is what I'm going to say to you, EK. When you say you're finishing school, tell me, why do I see one of these opportunities is going to take you far away? And the other opportunity is going to keep you where you live.
I'm actually thinking of going to graduate school.
Okay.
Getting involved in like possible internships for the summer. So.
Okay. And where would this graduate school be at? Is one of these opportunities taking you away?
Well, there's no multiple. I haven't really decided on any particular school yet. I'm just looking at all the possible ones.
Okay. So, well, two things. If you haven't made a decision, then there's not one for me to give you. Does that make sense? If you still don't know what you want to do, then there's nothing to decide. But I will give you this. I see two opportunities coming up for you. One of them is going to take you out of your current place of where you're living, where you reside. One of them is going to take you away, where you'll be going somewhere else. The other opportunity is going to keep you local. You said you're thinking about entering into graduate school, but here's the thing. You haven't really done the necessary paperwork to enter, correct?
Right.
Right. So is that really a realistic option for you? Or is this something you're thinking about down the road?
Down the road. I'm not too down the road. Just within a matter of months, I was probably going to start, doing the actual paperwork. I'm done with the semester, and I have more time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So where are you thinking about going to grad school at? Is all of the places right where you live, or is in Atlanta? Are you thinking about going to graduate school, or did you think about entering a grad program that may be in another state somewhere else?
Yeah, somewhere in other states. I mean, all over the country. I mean, I'm looking at all possibilities right now.
Right, but when you say all possibilities really don't support what you want to do. So why would you look at all?
Well, maybe not all possibilities, but, you know, even when I, you know, look into, like, you know, a particular area,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, it all depends on the area, you know, and it could be, you know, whether in Hawaii or Arizona or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that makes sense. So one of the opportunities may take you out the state and the other one does. Here's some things I want you to begin to think about when it comes to what you're going to do next. Because for you, it's either you're going to get a job or you're going to go to grad school, correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay. So what Spirit is saying, it's about divine exchanges right now. So one of the things you're going to need to do is relax. And really have some fresh thoughts come in because I think you don't need me to tell you. I don't even need to use my psychic abilities to let you know that you're really not clear about what's going to happen next for you. But I really want you to be in that place where you're relaxed, because what is happening at this time is you're really in a place where you need the interconnection of all things and be able to recognize how everything is connected with each other. And by sharing thoughts and things, you're going to gain new insight. So one of the things that I see for you is that one of your actual professors or teachers, it could be a past teacher or whatever, is going to be the one very influential into where you get ready to go next.
Okay.
Okay, so you really need to get yourself in a position to relax. For you, I know you want to get into graduate school, but one of the things that's coming up is you don't think that you're going to be able to get accepted, and that's really what's causing the hesitation, correct?
Well, I wouldn't say that's necessary. Well, yeah. So
I mean, it's not a trick question, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, I see exactly what there's a couple of reasons. There's I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to graduate, whether it is
exactly. So
it's coming up soon. I mean, nonetheless,
right.
It's coming up very soon. It's more definite than it's not.
So this is really about you recognizing the connection that you have. The first thing is to really relax and recognize the divine exchange, to have the fresh thoughts. So the first thing, not that you can't plan for the future, but first you need to graduate.
Right.
That's first things first, because there is still some things there. Now, when I pulled the I Ching, what came up was breath over mountain. And breath over a mountain in this particular position represents, it has a lot to do with development, progression, and partnerships. Because this is about you forming some very good partnerships, even when it comes to you passing, this class where you're at and moving on. One of the things you can begin to do is wear the color green, keep the color green around you. You can even get a candle in the color green and begin to use that. Green has a lot to do with prosperity. It also has a lot to do with education and communication. And so for you, what's going to make the difference between you passing, because there's a particular class that you're kind of worried about, correct?
I wouldn't say worried. There's one I do need work in. Okay.
You said what now? I'm sorry. What was that?
I mean, I don't think I'm too worried about it, but
if you do not pass this class, then it can impact you from graduating, correct?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know about you, but that spells worry in my book.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to say yes. I mean, it's you know, it's not, I'm not trying to make you say something. If you're not worried about it and you know you're going to graduate, then you need to begin to think about graduate school. But what I pick up is that you're really, this is unstable for you, and this is why you can't move to the next step. It's almost like telling somebody that you want to be, you worried about what's going to happen, what high school you're going to go to when you're still in middle school. You're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
First, let's get to at least eighth grade, and then talk about what's going to happen at ninth grade. And so, what's causing this anxiety is that, but also sort of because there's a few things that are a little unstable, not completely. You may not be worried about them, but it's enough that it has been brought to your consciousness that if these things don't happen, then the next step just is not going to come. So your initial question was about, what do you do next? What direction? You're not sure which direction you want to go in.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I'm telling you is you're going to have those opportunities. One is going to take you out the state, and the other one's going to keep you in. The one that's going to keep you in the state has more to do with the physical job. You definitely want to make sure that you build these connections with all of these people, because you have some very good connections. Stay connected with them. Let them know what you're thinking about. Even if you don't take the opportunity, let them know that you're looking for maybe to get into a graduate program where you can also work as an internship and have all of these things. Put that energy out there now. Now is the time to begin to plant those seeds on where you want to begin to move forward. It's about partnerships for you. It's about fresh thoughts, and you got to relax, because you're not relaxed. So it's about that divine exchange that you need to have, recognizing everything is connected, everything. But I do see one of your professors being very instrumental, and he is a male, and really helping you with that next step, whatever you decide.
All right. Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you. All right. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we have 4 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Katina from New York.
Okay, greetings to you. We have 4 minutes. You have a question for me as we get ready to get out of here.
Well, if you can do a quick reading for me.
Yes.
I want to say more things, but it's the last 4 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what's going on, and we can go. What do you have a question about? What's your question?
Okay, I want to move by the next year or sooner, and I want to know how the process is going to go.
Okay, you want to move, and you want to know how the process. Katima, Katima. Oh, Miss Blue came up for you.
Okay.
It's a good thing. So here we go. Your move over the next couple of years has a lot to do with preparation, intention, and sacred rituals. I do see that the move is going to be good for you, Katima. I feel like I've spoke to you before.
Yes, you probably have. You did. It's Katina.
Katina.
Oh, they call me Kat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is about the energy. Whenever Miss Blue comes up, and that sounds real funny, but I'm in the deck. This reminds you of proper planning, having direct objectives. You can achieve anything. You know, this is sort of the life is wonderful, so live, you know, energy for the, you know, this energy that you're coming into. If you're not where you want to be in life, you know, this is exactly where you've put yourself. So know your magic. And love, you know your magic. This is the time for proper planning and getting things in order. I see the move being good for you. Where are you planning on? Are you planning on moving somewhere south?
Yes, Atlanta.
Okay, that's what came first. I just, you know,
exactly.
Atlanta. Oh, mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a good move for you. You need to plan some things, though. You definitely like having a job, having these things set up for yourself. Really, with proper planning and intention, it's going to be a good move for you. And at a good time, A lot of things are changing around you at this particular time, so you want to get into setting good intentions for this move and just preparing yourself. I do think that this is going to go. Think is my word. I know. The I Ching that came up for you is Sea Over Mountain, and this is about attraction and pleasures. So you're really coming into that time of those things that are attracting you and the pleasures of life. So really get yourself in situated to go, although I think that although one of the things I can tell you about the move, Anish, are you moving down there with somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Here's something I want you to think about. I want you to be on the lookout and make sure that when you're going down there that you set your intentions, even though you're connecting with this person to move there, that you put yourself in the position that if you had to be there by yourself, you would be okay with that.
Well, I'm moving with somebody, but I'm buying a house down
okay.
in Atlanta.
Right.
And I was moving to Stone Mountain, the Stone
okay.
Mountain area.
And that's a beautiful area. I have family that lives there. I go down there all the time. So beautiful area. But I want you to really just begin to put things in place. You have to do the proper planning. We have 55 seconds, but planning, intention, do your sacred rituals. You need to do some visits down there. And the realtor person that you get, you definitely need to make sure it is a woman. And it has nothing to do with anything else, but she needs to be a woman. I see you with a sister and a woman. That's who you need to let you sell your house. All things will go good. I see you moving in about a year or so. It may even happen sooner if you can get the other things in line, okay?
Yes. I was trying to push everything before the end of this last year, but it didn't work out, and I have to get everything in order.
That's right. Get everything in order and let no one else be in charge of your money. If you have to go down there 20 times, you do it. Don't give it that responsibility to anybody else. We got to go. Much love. You guys had so much fun. Seeds of Life. Much love, warm spirit, peace, and love. See you guys in the readings. Email me, question, QUESTIOE.